Hey everybody, this is web director Chris Spangle. I am in the giving spirit, so we are going to give you the full show of Bob returning for the day, filling in for Tom as he is out on assignment. If you loved Bob, then you can get more Bob on the 24/7 feed in the Bob and Tom mobile app. This is the free podcast feed, so you're getting a sample of the full show. But you can get the full show every day if you get BNT VIP at bobandtom.com. You get the full show, commercial-free, high-quality audio every single day, split into hours, so you can pick your favorite parts of the show if you want to listen, or you can listen to every single minute, and you can get that at bobandtom.com. And you can give it as a gift. So if you're looking for someone in your life that needs more Bob and Tom, you can get them BNT VIP or visit the brand new bobandtomstore.com. So thanks for listening, and please share this with your friends so everybody can enjoy this great episode of The Bob and Tom Show.
It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Right now we're joined in the studio by comedian Mark Gross.
I had to do these corporate gigs. You know, I did one the night before. It was Christmas week. You know, it's great. Yeah, we'll get a comedian for Christmas week. It'll be great. Well, you know, and so I get in there and it's the old, you know, the podium mic with the, you know, that thing. And I have no idea what had gone wrong with this company. It was like a media buyers group. I believe it was like an Omaha or something. I don't remember. But I go in there and you could just tell something was clearly wrong. Something had gone really wrong.
By the way, we're to give the announcement about the downsizing after our next guest. Yes. You might have read yesterday in the paper. 39 of the 42 of you will be losing.
Now here's comedian Mark Gross.
None of you got your Christmas bonuses. Instead, we've given the money to this funny young man here who's, you know, I don't know, something.
Something was wrong.
Something was wrong.
I don't know. Right? Gross sounds like a Jew to me. Merry Christmas.
Get him up here. But I'm telling you, let that go. I mean, literally, I'm 7 minutes in, nothing. And I'm clean, and I'm going, what is wrong? And people started to shun me, literally. They were like, they would turn their backs, and they're looking down, and they wouldn't even face me. And I go, I'm totally serious. They were turning around. I could hear their chairs. This is horrible, you know. And I thought, I'm at least doing my time because they'll try and rip me off. So I get done with it, and I'm like, thank you, good night. And nobody claps. Then I had to walk through the audience to get to the lady in the back with the check. Uh-huh. I had to do that. I'm like walking. I can hear my feet. And that's it. And this lady was in the back room with this check in her hand, and she said it loud enough so that everyone could hear to save her own, you know, to save her own bacon or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she goes, "Well, I hope you're happy," which is never good for starters. And then she goes, "I hope you're happy. You've ruined Christmas."
Studios. 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the Bob and Tom Show. It's a little freaky. I could have sworn you were in Boca, but here you are. Ladies and gentlemen, Bob!
Hey! Hi! Hey! Hi, kids.
But you're sitting in Tom's chair.
I am in Tom's chair, and I'm about to ruin the desk.
Yes, yes.
Rub everything in your butt crack.
Now, mine's clean this morning.
Oh! Well, mine's clean, too.
I showered.
As did I.
Oh, who are really? You?
That is a great question. I've been trying to place you now for almost 2 years.
You're supposed to not be here if Bob's here.
I didn't realize that.
Nor did I.
Hit the bricks, Ugabug. Guest today, comedian Ryan Singer. And right. Tom, as we say, is on assignment, and all our thoughts are with Tom and his family.
Yes,
and,
indeed.
Bob is here today.
Hi, kids.
Hi,
great
Bobby.
To see you.
Hey, Bob. You know, I haven't been down Fall Creek Road in about 2 years. So what are the odds that as soon as I pull onto Fall Creek Road, I get behind the one guy that I had followed to work a number of times who always drove 5 miles under the speed limit?
Yeah, that's right.
Couldn't believe it.
Man, oh man.
What were the odds?
Well, he obviously hasn't retired.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, so. The more things change, the more they stay the same.
Ain't that the truth? Chick, you look great.
Thank you, Bob. Right back at you.
Well, thanks, buddy. Who's this guy?
That's Ace.
Legend Ace Cosby.
Ace Cosby.
Hey, new guy.
Hi, how you doing?
Welcome back.
You look great.
Ace is a legend on the playgrounds in New York City. They call him the helicopter. He is.
Oh, really?
He just hovers over the basket. He jams the ball home. Oh. I don't know.
And look at Ace sporting the Dodgers cap in honor.
I wear it every day.
No, you don't. You're a sucker.
Well, it makes you look very handsome.
Yeah. I've noticed that. They always
Hello,
do.
Bob.
Josh, good to see you.
Yeah, great seeing you.
Yeah.
Doing well?
Yes, sir. Doing
good.
Very well.
Good.
Enjoying retirement.
Be,
trust me.
This has to be a little awkward for you, too.
I mean. Why is that?
Yeah. Well, because...
Well, we didn't wrestle for the job, you know.
I'd like to see that.
I thought you did.
Uh-huh.
No, I think there's only one sort of contest I could beat Tom in to get this gig.
Really?
It would involve hot dogs and...
and lotion. And
oh, wait. Two types of contests.
All right. Okay.
That's Bob.
That's Bob. Doing. That's not Tom.
And
what did
course.
I say, Tom?
You said Tom.
Oh. Yeah, you did.
I apologize.
That's all right.
I know. I really
you know, it's been 2 years of total strain. I know. I understand. Hi, Christy.
Bob, how are you?
I'm wonderful, darling.
You look great.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
Feels
you
good.
You know, it is interesting. I don't know how much listening you've been doing.
None.
To be honest
with you, my lifestyle changed as soon as I retired.
What, you don't get up at 5 in the morning?
Hell no.
Yeah, yeah. You're up.
I'm up at the crack of 10.
That's the way to do it.
I know you guys are done by then.
Yeah.
But honestly,
we're done sometimes by 7:15. Point is,
our lifestyle changed. We started staying up late, and we stay up late until 2 and 3 and
watch movies.
You know, it's really nice at midnight going, hey, want to watch a movie? Sure.
That's great.
So, we sleep in till all hours of the morning, and. Sadly, I don't listen to the program. So I have no idea what you people have been up to for 2 years.
No. You don't mean up to. You mean gone through.
Yeah.
You're right.
Well, basically, that guy who sits in your seat just pretty much tells us what to do.
The descent
is that right?
Continued mm-hmm. into pure madness.
Yes.
When he wants us to talk, which is never.
Really? Does he nod at you or does he shoot the air horn?
You know what? It's a nod, but it's a really quick nod, and you got to jump in.
Yeah. Well, you got to see it, huh?
You got to see it.
We tease because we love you.
Yeah,
yeah. That's right.
That is true. This is actually a therapy session today.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
And, and we'll bring out all of the demons.
Are you watching Thursday Night Football in the NFL? Are you caring anything about that?
You know what, Chick? It's one of my least favorite programs of the week.
I feel you.
And I was a little surprised when Roger Goodell resigned. Here's the man who has oversaturated the NFL.
Yep.
And ruined Thursday Night Football.
Or if not Thursday nights in general.
True. And he's, in my opinion, causing more injury to players because of the short week.
Well, last night was no exception.
This guy gets a bonus?
Yep. And Matt Bryant kicks the tie-breaking 52-yard field goal last night with 3:49 left before Deion Jones intercepts Drew Brees in the end zone. The Falcons win last night, 2017, and my streak continues into...
Madness?
Sadness, everything. I don't know. I'm the Sportsosaurus Rex now. I don't know.
Is that what you are?
Yeah. That's right.
So, in other words, everything's the same?
That's right. I have tiny little hands, so I can't reach anything. So, New Orleans, Atlanta wins last night 20-17. I had New Orleans plus the +1 and a double shock. So, as you can tell, if you do the math real quick.
How are you on the season, Chick?
I am rough now, Bob. I don't think there's no.
I need to know.
I will strangle you, lady.
It started off great.
I was at one point 20-8 at one point.
Is that right?
And now I'm 34-46. Now,
wow.
If you do the math on, it's not very good.
No, that's not very good.
It's not very good.
You owe someone money.
But my thinking last night with this Kamara kid, Alvin Kamara, running back for the Saints, he's amazing. He's got that look. But they're playing every day of the week. So he was in concussion protocol most of the game last night.
So isn't that nice?
If you're sitting in the blue tent, which is new and I love it. The Blue Tent.
What's the Blue Tent?
Is that new this year?
It is new this year. They go in there, the quick concussion protocol.
Oh, is that what it is?
Is that what it's strictly for? See, the first time I saw it, injuries? I thought Aaron Rodgers was going into the bathroom.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little, you know.
Because they used to hold the towels up
right.
in front of the players when they'd urinate or...
Yeah, I thought it was an outhouse on the field.
Or possibly not not just urinating. Maybe
maybe knocking one off.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Fecal incident.
I'm sure you get excited in the middle of
Everyone did. I thought it was an outhouse on the field.
I bet it could be used as such.
Sure. You can almost do anything in that that big blue tent.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who's the guy who wants to hold the tent up while, you know.
Well, you know, there's some.
Aaron Rodgers drops a dog log. I'm just saying.
Can't you wait till halftime?
All of a sudden, I feel at home.
You feel warm and cuzzy.
So anyway, as Bob said, Thursday nights has a, it looks like it's increased. It doesn't look like it has increased injuries in the NFL. And Drew Brees joined the chorus of players last night who's saying Thursday night football stinks, and let's get rid of it. And let's.
Do you think they will?
It's too short.
What do you think the shelf life is?
I think they're going to. I think they're going to go back to Monday and Sundays and leave Thursday alone. I think so.
As soon as.
It might be 2028.
But
the point is.
That long?
The point is, it's going to go away. No. Goodell's thing is that the owners love this guy. I mean, Jerry Jones.
But I thought Jerry Jones had like 50% of the guys on his side.
I thought Don Shula and his chair and the competition committee. I love Roger Goodell.
Because he eats at my steakhouse.
That's right. So anyway. Other NFL news last night, Cleveland Browns have fired top executive Sashi Brown, but are keeping coach Hugh Jackson for another season.
It's not Hugh's fault.
Despite a 1-27 record since coach Jackson took over last year.
I take that back.
Could possibly be
okay.
Hugh. Had a little
could
bit to
you.
Do with it. Disrespect. A little disrespect.
A little bit.
Brown's firing was not unexpected since Cleveland is 0-12 for the second straight season. Now, this begs the question, would you rather be a Washington Redskins fan, and every year you go see a glimmer of hope and you win a couple of games, you go, oh, they beat Seattle in Seattle, this is so exciting. Or would you rather be a Cleveland Browns fan?
I think I'd rather be a Redskins fan.
Yeah, sure. No joke.
At least you get to see a couple of victories.
Yeah. Or would you rather be a fish? A fish
is an animal.
A fish is an animal. Mm-hmm. Coming up in sports, his Zach Hurts.
Who's that?
That's very good.
He's a tight end for the Eagles.
This update just in, Chick.
Just in.
Finn just sang the Chick McGee song.
Yes! Finn, Tom's daughter, I don't know how that. Oh, I kind of sort of know how this happens. Around Easter, she heard about baby chicks.
Oh.
And so she thinks I'm
a baby chick.
Which she's not
she's
wrong.
Not too far off.
She's
right.
Not wrong.
No.
And so she's made up a Chick McGee song. Now, keep in mind, I've, along with Tom's last two children, Finn and Hart, I've never met either one of them. But one
I think
of these
that's
days,
Tom's choice.
One of these. Oh, it's Tom's choice. Make no mistake. I know why.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you know, in the Finn's Chick McGee song, he farts a lot.
Right.
Chick farted.
I did.
Sort of
his, and she giggles when I go, yes, Finn, I'm farting right now.
So did you actually record a little ditty for her?
No.
He had it on his phone.
I've heard it. She wrote it, recorded it. It's her song.
Yeah. Completely original.
It's very nice that she thought of me.
And what are you doing right now, Chick?
I'm farting right now.
Oh, she's loving that.
They're nice.
Yes.
Nothing has changed.
Nope.
All right, we'll be back.
Okay.
This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Yeah.
Oh, hi. Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. I'm Chick McGee. That's Christy. That's Josh. And Bob is here.
Hello, Chick.
See, that's Bob. I told you.
Nice to see you.
I think people thought we were kidding.
No.
Ooh. You think it was a people thought it was... You think we thought...
No, I think everybody knew it was real and was real. Super excited.
I thought you were in Boca. I didn't know you were.
No.
Isn't that where all retirees go?
No, see, we're different than other retirees. We go all over America.
Oh.
We just go.
Tijuana? Milk. Have you been?
That's not
Tijuana
America.
Is not America, Josh.
It's close enough, okay, and it's Mexico. An area that I think you should check out.
I guess really? It is in North America.
In my younger days, I went to Tijuana.
How'd that go?
Yes. We went there to get tuck and roll in a car.
That's right.
Yeah,
sure.
See, those were the days you'd go back there and, you have your car custom upholstered. And
explain what tuck and roll means to those who aren't from Los Angeles.
Well, it's a back seat that has ridges.
Yeah.
Let's say you've got a car and you want a new car, but you can't afford a new car, but you want your existing car to feel like a new car.
That's
right.
So you go to the body shop in Tijuana and they do a tuck and roll. You don't realize that they put sawdust under there to
puff it up,
to cheat you.
I didn't know that.
Oh yeah, that was
really
horrible. Oh, it's just horrible.
That's rough.
That's rough. So yeah, we'd go there and get cheap beer and maybe see a show. And
a nice musical.
Oh, yeah.
Cats is great in Mexico.
Yeah,
but no, we don't go to Tijuana now that we're retired.
Okay,
no, we go to fancy places like the Luxor River in Idaho.
Very nice.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh.
So, we're seeing the country, having a great time.
Is that the potato festival there in Idaho?
No, it's a beautiful river, the river that Lewis and Clark followed. And
is that your favorite place you've been to so far?
It's one of my favorites. It's
Jerry Lewis State Park.
Jerry Lewis State Park is not that good. I didn't know you had
Park. Tijuana story. I can't really tell the whole thing until he retires.
I know. I saw a dead dog.
I saw a dog. No, well, yes.
Well.
I saw a dog tied to a lamppost, went up to pet it, dead.
Yep.
Wow.
Dead. Then I saw a donkey painted like a zebra wearing a sombrero.
Weren't you there with
one of
well-known comedian George Lopez?
One of America's sweethearts. That's exactly right.
Yes.
And a gentleman asked us a question about something about a pussycat, if we were afraid of them, and we assured them.
You were not?
We were not.
Uh-huh.
One of us
disappeared.
Really wasn't afraid of them. Anyway, where was I?
Tijuana.
Matt Bryant, in case you missed it, 20-17 win for the Atlanta Falcons last night. Matt Bryant, 52-yard field goal with 3:49 left. It got a little crazy here at the end of the game. The Saints were marching down to get at least a tying field goal. But things went haywire. Sean Payton went out on the field. Saints got penalized with a 15-yarder. And then the Falcons intercept the ball in the end zone. Deion Jones with the pick on Drew Brees last night. Saints now 9-4. Falcons just a half game in front of Carolina. The Browns.
I noticed they've been enforcing the coach on the field rule a lot more this season.
I've never seen it enforced. What did they say? They're going to emphasize it, I guess, this year. I have no idea.
What's the point?
I don't know.
He's not hurting anything.
No.
Baseball manager can go on a field.
Yeah. Hurt nobody.
I say the football coach should be dressed just like the players on the field, just like they do in Major League Baseball.
Except he wears a cap.
He wears a cap, pads, jersey, pants, cleats, the whole thing.
He should wear the stirrups. He should have to wear stirrups.
No helmet, of course, because that would be silly.
Yeah,
the stirrup socks they wear in baseball.
This way,
distinguish him from the players.
Not
stirrups like an examination room, Christy.
That's kind of what I think of when you say the word stirrups.
It's a gynecologist.
Put your feet in the stirrups.
Eagles tight end, Zach Ertz. How's your Zach?
It hurts.
He's in concussion protocol despite returning to practice on a limited basis yesterday. Steelers linebacker Ryan Shazier underwent surgery on Wednesday night. Listen to the surgery Ryan Shazier had. It was to stabilize his spine.
Oh man.
The 25-year-old suffered the injury while hitting Cincinnati's Josh Malone in the head and in the first quarter of Pittsburgh's 23-20 victory over the Bengals on Monday night. And Bills quarterback Tyrod
Taylor. Is he moving his legs
yet? Yes, he has some movement. Tyrod Taylor had limited mobility in his bruised left knee on Thursday, practice for the first time since being hurt last weekend. All I'm going to say is 6'6", 260 pounds, can run the 40 in 4.4.
Yeah.
Wow. And Buffalo Bills fans who ran naked across the field during a blowout loss last month and earned praise from other fans for rushing better than the team's players.
Right.
You recall this, Bob.
Yes, I do.
The gentleman who streaked had more yards than all the Buffalo Bills running backs. That's right. Tristan Lambright. admitted to the violation of being the streaker in Orchard Park Town Court yesterday. He'll have to do 25 hours of community service and pay $400 in fines and fees. The 29-year-old ran out onto the New Era Field on November 12th during the Bills' 47-10 loss to those New Orleans Saints. He was tackled by security officers, and after his arrest, fans rallied around him offering praise for his physique and money for his defense.
That almost sounds worth it. $400, 25 hours. I mean,
he's a folk hero.
National attention. Did you see the security guards when they were actually chasing, trying to take him to the ground?
They did not want to touch him.
Among the many reasons I'm not a security guard or a policeman.
Yeah. Well, isn't that the thing?
Touching a naked guy.
If you're going to be in a fight, get naked?
Yes, but, you know.
Nobody will touch you?
Well, they'll laugh. Maybe they'll touch you. But yeah. The key is, it's hard to get angry at a naked person.
That's true, I guess.
And it's hard to tackle a naked person.
Because if he's angry, you better be worried about something.
How about what?
You know, I've been married 3 times. We all know that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And let's say that I've been in disagreements with someone that might have been
a few times.
Legally entangled with me. Do you notice that if you're not dressed, you start getting dressed when you start fighting? Have you ever noticed this?
I've not noticed.
So you've actually been in an argument when you were naked, and then you started getting dressed.
No. Yes. That's exactly
right. You feel less vulnerable maybe at the...
I don't know. It's like people turn their radio down when they're lost in the car. It's
yeah.
Those hack premises.
Are you trying to cover up something like you are in the argument, chick?
Ooh. I'm going to say yes. That's what I'm going
to
say.
You know, you're not legally bound to say anything anymore, are you?
No, you don't have to say, you know, well, I'm sure there are a couple of court orders where
My attorney's on the car right now. I don't go anywhere without my attorney.
Of course not.
And I don't know how this is going to work. Oh, wait a minute. But that's sports.
Really? 69,
I don't know. There we go. And remember, this has been the Sportsosaurus Rex.
Very nice.
Bulletins as they happen. Christy?
Well, you know, it has bada bing on The Sopranos, but the New Jersey strip joint featured in the HBO show.
Wasn't it like satin dolls or something?
Satin dolls, known by police as a possible scene of real-life crime, and they're shutting the doors.
Real quick, ladies and gentlemen, we happen to be in the presence of the worldwide leader and the foremost authority
on strip clubs.
Various states of undress. Oh, the satin doll. That was open in 1932.
They're closing satin dolls?
Founded by Jimmy Satin.
Yeah. In Lodi, New Jersey, the club's been ordered to stop live shows and sell its liquor license by January 3rd. Apparently, the former owner continued to run the club despite being barred from doing so, and the club failed to account for large amounts of money coming in and out.
Sure.
Yeah,
you didn't see nothing. You didn't see nothing. All right.
You don't think this guy was a pain in the ass to deal with after being on a TV show?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on.
Look, I'm going to say some things.
You know who I am.
I'm going to use some bad words. All right?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
So it's closing.
Closing the doors.
All right.
Well, they're supposed to close the doors. We'll see.
We'll see.
And a federal judge has ruled in favor.
We just won't turn on the sign.
Yeah. Knock 3 times and give us a couple minutes. Yeah. We'll come get you.
A federal judge has ruled in favor of bikini baristas in Everett, Washington, who sued the city over new dress code ordinances that ban bare skin.
Or gopher, Everett. Sorry, go ahead.
The injunction means the coffee stands can continue to operate while the lawsuit filed by 7 baristas and the owner of the coffee chain stands. Do you remember what the coffee chain's called?
I don't know.
Muffin Suds?
I don't know. Muff and Suds.
There's a hair in my coffee?
Yeah, be quiet. Everybody will want one?
I don't know. What's it called?
It's called Hillbilly Hotties.
Hillbilly Hotties.
Yes.
I don't associate Everett, Washington with Hillbilly.
No,
That's not a good name.
Well, maybe it's because there's a hill nearby.
Well, I would imagine there's a few.
There's probably mountains nearby.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's because there are hillbillies everywhere.
Yeah.
I was a little surprised by that, too, but...
Hillbilly Hotties.
Does that really draw a big line, though? The girls in bikinis?
I don't live there,
when you know. Don't you want coffee as you're on your way to work?
Instead of... boobies in your face? I guess.
That's good to start the day.
Sure. Yeah, both too, get you going.
Yeah. Extra cream, please. Sorry.
Yeah, leave room for cream.
Yeah.
I'm going to need it.
Oh, boy.
Some residents in a New Jersey city have noticed a glue-like substance on mailboxes.
Oh, no.
Glue-like?
Yeah, it's sticking things.
Yeah.
Preventing letters from going down the chute, if you will. The U.S. Postal Service says what's happening in Paterson, New Jersey is often a method used by thieves to try to steal envelopes containing cash or checks. So the postal inspector says they're checking it out. They declined to say how many incidents have been reported in the city. This must be the kind of mail.
So are they putting, like, stick 'em on their fingers and opening mailboxes and just grabbing letters?
Apparently, something
okay.
like that.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of checks and cash
or going
around
down
there
the
now.
Chute in a mail chute in, like, yeah. apartment buildings and, you know, how the larger.
Well, nowadays, people send money digitally instead of,
yeah.
don't they?
Yeah.
Quick
oh,
pay.
Sure.
So?
Quick pay, baby.
Is that what it's called?
There's still plenty of grandmothers out there, though, throwing bills.
My daughter's got that at college.
That's true.
Hey, Mom, why don't you sign up for Quick Pay?
Quick
Pay
is the worst invention in the history of the world. That and the
quick
word...
Quick Pay.
Guess
that,
who didn't sign up?
This Mom didn't.
That no. and the word daddy.
It's called budgeting.
Yeah?
You need to learn. It's there's a new word. It's called budgeting,
really?
Not
really?
Quick
Pay. Is that
pay.
What you do? Really?
Yes.
Okay.
How often do you stick to your budget?
I don't have a budget. I'm not.
Well, then heck with
oh,
Quick
don't
Pay.
Do
oh,
as
so,
I do.
Oh, I see.
I
yeah.
say.
So it's
easy to stick with it when you don't have it.
It's a exactly. nice way of saying no to your children.
Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Bob and Tom, it's Tony.
Hey.
Oh, Tony.
Hey, Tony from accounting.
Yeah, that's right.
I woke up in a pretty good mood.
Uh-huh.
Bob was back, had some eggs. Uh-huh. Very easy.
Yeah.
Chris, he starts chopping in with some news about the Bing.
The
yeah.
Bing.
Yeah, man.
The Bing is closed,
shut
Tony.
It down.
What did you say?
The Bing, there was something, there was a problem with the money. The Bing is closed.
All those beautiful girls, now out of the street.
Yeah.
Two before Christmas. They work hard. They go out, they earn.
Yes, they do.
I don't like to lose a pet. I don't deserve this. I was already depressed. Not to mention, it's my brother's birthday. Jesus.
Oh,
oh that's rough. Oh,
thanks, Tony.
Hey, chick.
Yeah.
Call the cops. I smell all of it.
And then Christopher sat on the door.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Poor Tony.
Poor Tony.
Sad
he makes a good point. All those girls out on the
out
street.
Out of work.
Yeah.
Just before
Christmas.
The holidays.
And his
Who
office. He
that?
Doesn't have his office anymore.
Do you think there's a spike in strip clubs during the holidays?
Yes. Depression.
Maybe.
Do you really?
Depression?
Yeah, well, people
What's
have...
depressing oh. about a strip club?
No, they're depressed.
You're saying they get sad and they want to go see?
Yeah.
Men get sad and they want to go.
Oh, okay. Single guys who don't have a place
yeah,
to go
maybe.
To, hang out with
maybe
the ladies.
Single gals? We don't know. I'm not going to judge.
Buy them presents.
Yeah.
Get nothing in return.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
Seems a little specific, Bob.
Uh-huh.
Going on there?
Yeah.
Hey, chick, real quick, our friend Laura... Lori has sent us, she said...
Well, which is it?
Did you notice the right. chick started losing when he became Sportsosaurus Rex?
Oh, that's true.
Bring back
right?
the sports honchos. Oh, the Rex has spoken and does not care for Lori's suggestion.
That's right. That means,
so really, so you took a new moniker and down go the ratings?
That's true.
Well, he took another one before that, sports well, honcho.
I
sports
was
honcho.
A sports honcho, which
really?
I liked very much.
Well,
but,
you were 20-8.
But I'm not going to say who didn't like it, Tom. I'm saying...
Yes.
He's not here. You can be the sports honcho all you
I
want today.
I could be the sports honcho. Maybe some Mexican... It's a Mexican music. I could be the sports.
Should we put up a poll on social media asking if you should change
back?
From the Sportsosaurus Rex?
We should put up a poll because of the poor girls at the Bing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Would you take in a stripper
for the holidays?
For the holidays?
Just leave a poll.
I don't
leave
think
a poll
on your porch.
That's the poll. We're talking about sports honcho.
All about a poll. Oh,
or the yeah, Sportsosaurus Rex.
It seems like we have a poll every week about
oh, do you really?
What my
Rex
name is.
Maybe let's
very
not
dirty.
Do a poll then.
You know what?
Do one every week.
F the poll.
Uh-huh. That's what got them closed.
Let's do a poll about which poll.
Okay.
Sports honcho.
How about a poll? Do you like polls or not?
Do you want to have more polls or less polls? Evidently, you can put polls up on Instagram now. I didn't see yes or no. Did you see?
You can?
What?
Yeah, you can vote yes or no on
your stories.
I thought
it was strictly pictures
stuff.
On that.
No,
I still
not
don't
anymore.
Understand Instagram.
The stories and stuff.
Now, yeah, the story thing is new. Yep, like Snapchat.
I don't know anything about Snapchat. All I do is Twitter.
Snapchat, and you're very good.
Snapchat. And I blame Chick McGee for that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You started the whole Twitter thing many years ago.
Talk to the
tiny hands. Oh. When you make that noise, I think of Bigfoot. We have Bigfoot coming up in the news today.
Do we? What's he up to?
Yes. Well, I can't tell you. This is
or she. I guess we shouldn't. You know, we
the Bigfoot has to have
a Sasquatch can be both.
They
can
be a girl and a boy.
Maybe they're like worms. Maybe they're both.
You're right.
They can self.
And if you cut them in half, you get two Sasquatches.
Exactly right.
Possibly.
Well, like a starfish, they regenerate.
You know,
like a
worm, it has to be a female Sasquatch.
There has, yeah.
Because if it was a male Sasquatch, it would be humping everything in the forest. And you would see it.
All right, Bob
Isn't
has
a female Sasquatch a Sasquatch? No. Maybe.
It's a saw. It's a squaw chick, squatch.
Chick. I know where you're going with this.
I think I'm already there. I think it's too late. I appreciate you trying to
change
save me.
I'm going to step in and be Tom for a second. Chick.
Josh is a believer in, what is it?
Are you a believer in Sasquatch?
Cryptozoology. I like to believe. I don't think there's any real proof that there is one, but there's no real proof that there isn't.
I know, but I love the guys that say, hey, look, we found some remains. And all of a sudden, you see, they've probably gutted a lion or something. And they put all these entrails and stuff in a cooler, and it's like, yeah, here's living proof right here. It's right. You guys are just the biggest morons on the face of the earth. Honestly, if there was a Sasquatch out there, it would be looking for sex.
You would probably.
Making more Sasquatch.
Well, right? Wouldn't it be wanting to have, well, never mind.
It's a guy.
No, it's a Bigfoot.
I know, but it's a Bigfoot with a big...
Well, yeah, well, you know what they say, Bigfoot, big.
Big foot, big
shoes. That's what they say. Bigfoot doesn't wear shoes.
And in nature, they, you know, they do it wherever they want to. You don't have to have a hotel room or a bedroom. You can do it wherever you want if you are part of the animal kingdom.
Mr. and Mrs. Bigfoot, party of two. Like a nice room with a view.
We'll be back with Bigfoot in the news.
Okay.
All right.
Also, do you know what the most tweeted tweet was? We were talking about Twitter for 2017.
No, I saw what some of the most liked Instagrams were.
Tweet
but the most.
I know who tweeted it, but I don't know what the tweet was.
All right. We'll have that coming up.
One of those Armenians.
Was it, are we talking retweet? Okay,
the most shared tweet of the year, so it'd be the most retweeted tweet, right?
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
I have a guess.
This is confusing. Let's take a poll.
I don't even want to come back or not. All right. We'll be back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Hi, welcome back. It's the Bob and Tom Show. Very smooth. Okay.
Hi, Chick.
You want to do this?
No. Maybe you haven't noticed.
Hey, you know what? Go to the Bob and Tom app. Today's your last day to enter the Stephen Singh Jewelry Contest. I'm not sure how it works, but you can win jewelry from Stephen Singh.
Scratch off game.
Don't use
games.
Don't actually use a quarter on your phone. Or blah.
Use a coin, don't you? A Bitcoin.
Oh, can you that again.
Maybe you
can. Nobody knows what
can
a
you
Bitcoin
scratch
is.
Off with a Bitcoin?
Do you actually physically get a coin?
You know what? I don't understand Bitcoins at all.
Me either. I think it's a big scam. Somebody somewhere is sitting on a lot of money.
Yep.
You don't have to buy a whole coin. You can just buy like a section of a coin.
Yeah, you get a fraction.
Well, they send you a little piece.
A fraction.
Then you got to meet all the other
you
people
want a tenth?
With the
I'll
pieces,
give you a tenth.
And you got to put them all together.
I don't trust a coin that doesn't have a head or a tail.
That's right. No, yeah. If you can't,
that's a great point.
If you can't flip it, I don't want it.
That's right. Hmm. And by the way, we were talking about Bigfoot, and I mused what a female Bigfoot would be called, and someone on Twitter helped me, and it is, of course, Snatch Squats.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's not the direction we were going, was it?
No. Turns out that's the better version than where I was going. Just. And speaking of that, here's Christy.
Oh, speaking of Bigfoot and nearly 12... Wait a minute.
You meant because she has a Sasquatch story, right?
Spread out.
Bigfoot story.
Spread out.
A nearly 12-foot tall sculpture of Bigfoot has been put up in an upstate New York town where some say the legendary creature stalks the woods.
That's got to be gorgeous. Now, 12 feet tall. Right?
Paul Thompson.
See, I thought there was a place in Washington and Oregon.
Oh, they are everywhere.
Oh, they're not just the Pacific Northwest anymore, Bob.
Oh, yeah. They're in North Carolina.
They're migrating, yeah.
Yep. So do we have the Vermont?
Pluses and minuses of being imaginary is they can be anywhere. That's the thing.
I beg your pardon. Yes.
And, Paul Thompson said he got the idea for the statue after meeting people looking for Bigfoot around Whitehall, New York. So he paid a local artist for an 11-foot, 8-inch high, half-ton steel sculpture that depicts Bigfoot in full stride. He placed the sculpture in front of his business. That's almost 12 feet tall. That's
yeah,
almost. Big feet or 12 feet? How tall do you think a Bigfoot would be?
Maybe 12. Hmm. I would have thought more
Once
like
again, most the- of the documentary footage we've seen of book. He's about 6'2".
Yeah, yeah, would you say?
Yes, it's because
he's about man sized.
It's hard
6'2" and 6'6".
A 12-foot Bigfoot costume.
Oh, and to keep with the current season, Bigfoot's head is now covered with a large red and white Santa Claus hat.
Well, why wouldn't it be? Sure,
of course.
They celebrate Christmas in Bigfoot.
Sure, they do.
Well, now this brings up. This goes back to Bob's point of Sasquatches humping anything they can find. Surely this would attract another Bigfoot.
I would think. Hey, look at that hot one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like sometimes a deer or an elk or something would be attracted to a sculpture and in a yard and they
yeah,
start.
There's, yeah, I've seen a picture of a buck humping a lawn art deer.
Yeah.
One of the, you know, something that someone put in their lawn. There's a big one trying to mate it.
So this could happen with the Sasquatch
statue. I would think so.
The epitome of the best Bigfoot movie ever is called Willow Creek, directed by my buddy Bobcat Gold.
It's really effective. It's scary.
It's really wonderful. It came out in 2013. I'm sure it's available on a digital platform near you.
Yeah, check that one out.
Check that
now,
out.
Willow Creek, is that the name of the city? Is there
I
a city
think it
called?
Might be.
They have Bigfoot stuff everywhere.
Yes,
restaurants are Bigfoot themed. Humboldt County, California.
Ah, where the grass is grown.
Oh, this is scary.
That's exactly right.
We stayed. We did a trip to the West Coast. Stayed in the Redwoods.
Mm-hmm.
Camped in Humboldt County.
Did you?
Huh.
And I tell you, it smelled like pot everywhere.
I bet.
I mean, there were cultivating. There were farms all around this campground. And
yeah.
Then you wake up, walk out of your trailer, and oh, man.
Well.
This is fantastic. I mean, it's heavy, heavy smell of marijuana.
Wow.
Welcome
to
Zankville.
Yeah, no wonder they see Bigfoot.
Speaking of marijuana, San Francisco could have recreational weed for sale the first week of January.
Well, L.A.'s getting it right.
L.A. gets it the first week, yeah.
Under legislation signed by San Francisco's mayor. Mayor Ed Lee has approved legislation that steps up a permitting system and dictates where future pot shops can be located.
Ed Lee.
Yeah, yes, very good.
Yes.
Not Ed Lee. Ed Lee.
Yeah. San Francisco will not be ready for sales on New Year's Day when recreational weed becomes legal statewide, but more than 40 city outlets already authorized to sell medical marijuana could start selling adult use pot January 6th if they meet local and state requirements.
So we're in the state of Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're in Bend, Oregon. Beautiful city.
Lovely.
None of the roads are straight there. Did you know that, John?
I didn't know that.
That's absolutely true, yes.
So we go into a vape store looking for some oils for our vape cigarettes.
All right.
And the guy says, hey, did you know that there's a pot shop just across the street here? Seriously? So I can just go over there and buy it? He goes, yeah, it's legal here. Hmm. Well, of course.
So you had to go.
I have to go see what this is like. And walk in. You have to show your ID as soon as you walk in. It's just case after case after case.
Oh, beautiful of acres of
marijuana buds everywhere. And it was heaven.
How did you choose?
Well, they give you a description of what each type of bud
you get to sample?
Does.
Okay.
I said, I would like something giggly that used to be popular, say, in the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you want this one right here.
Wow.
These people are connoisseurs. They are salesmen. And it was pretty cheap. Couple of buds for $12.
Hmm.
Very reasonable.
$12.
Did you... Or do you...
let me tell you.
Do you have any... bring any...
I saw Bigfoot in Bend, Oregon.
Darn right you did.
Yeah, damn right I did.
Damn right you did.
You know, if you lived in Oregon and
talk
you had
to him and everything.
Yeah.
And you had a lot of pot.
We drank together.
Yeah.
What's this?
What?
Oh, Bob.
God,
what is
Bob.
This?
That.
We'll come back with an explanation on what that is. And
this is
we have
compressed
a
hair.
Bad
it sure
Santa
is.
And we have some possible passwords. for Tom's computer that we've come up with.
Okay.
I'll try each and every one
of them.
We're
going to break
out. All right.
We'll be back. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Hi, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Man, I'm working hard today.
Yes, you are.
Finally.
Oh, wow.
Yes, you are, Jake.
Oh, yes, you are.
Thank you, Ace.
The legendary Ace Cosby, engineer.
Ace is looking very handsome today.
Christy is here, and Josh is here, and Bob has returned.
Sitting in Tom's seat,
yes,
which is really
I'm actually
growing.
Sitting in Tom's corner of the world, and it is confusing.
I bet.
It really is. So he has compressed air over here. What's that for?
Well, first of all, we have to introduce our guest.
Oh, he's Man About Town, a comedian, entrepreneur, author. You have a book coming
out? Author now.
Ryan Singer.
Hey, Ryan. Hey.
Ryan, good to see you.
Great to see everybody. I'm letting everybody know that, like, you know how when someone's a judge, you have to see, no, it's judge.
It's judge.
You know, I'm like, no, it's author.
Dr. Singer. Oh. It's author.
So you'd
it's
like author. To be known as author from now
author,
on?
Yeah, author singer. Author singer. Oh. Actually has a nice ring to it. Even though the book I came out is all just drawings.
Arthur.
Okay. All right.
Arthur Miller tried that and it... Arthur Miller.
No, it's nice to be here.
It's an old literary joke.
Yes. You know, as an author, I should have got that.
If any of you would ever crack a book.
There you go. Sorry.
It's nice to be in here because you guys seem to have a lot of juice going this morning. I like it.
A little bit.
Sort of like the teacher is sick.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
it's Underdome,
definitely got that vibe.
And the substitute teacher, who is really a sex worker, is in the classroom. Yeah.
Boys, as a former substitute teacher myself, I can say that's probably not far from the truth.
Whoa, really?
Oh, that was, gosh. Now that I'm in my middle ages,
yes.
I love so you saying actually, that.
Like, I'm in my middle ages. Graduated from college and immediately started teaching.
Yeah. Got a short-term sub license, and waited tables at the same time because I was like, you know, this comedy gig, you know, it's really going to take off. 15 years ago, ooh, I was wrong. you had to do like the fingerprint. I was like, this was back when they still, you know,
what grades?
I did third, fourth, and fifth grade in a Montessori school because I got hired full time.
You have to wear a monk robe?
That's a monastery.
See, I thought...
Arthur Miller.
Marilyn Monroe. Arthur Miller. Okay.
I swung an incense while I was in there. But,
sure.
We called it. I let the kids think it was incense. Anyway, so...
So did you have a long-term substitute, or were you...
No, I had a short-term license, but they had... and I had only done it twice at this one school, and it was downtown Dayton. It's been like torn down to the ground. I don't think that's
coincidence.
It's not
because of you.
Because of me. Okay, but, that's good. And then they had a teacher apparently on a Friday afternoon just say, hey, I'm not coming back on Monday. I'm done. I was like, oh, that's why you work in a restaurant. So you can do that. Like, I didn't know you could be a teacher and do that. So the principal called me while I was working at this restaurant called O'Charlie's, and she offered me the job on the spot. She's like, we're in a spot. Do you want the job? You've got a degree, right? And I was like, yeah, I got a degree in English. And she said, well, it's math and science, but they're only 11.
And
you'll have the teacher's book. And I was like, oh, yeah, then I can do it.
Do you have the answer? May I have the answer?
May I? Thank
something
you.
Like that.
Period.
Yeah, and so then I was a teacher for about 3/4 of the year after that. So the last.
And that, did that change your mind on teaching?
Oh, my God. It was like.
Yeah.
That's the hardest job
in the
world.
It went from shaping young minds to herding cats.
To
right?
Like, yeah. I had a small drinking problem during that time.
Oh.
I had never
blacked out from drinking until, like, one day I had a date on a Friday night, and we got to the date at like 5 o'clock, and I was already like, in the bag, you know, like 20 minutes into the date. It was a first date with a woman I had worked with at the restaurant. I was like, oh, I'm so into this chick for so long.
Finally, we're going out.
And then I called it the King's English. That's when I just drank Crown Royal on the rocks.
Of course, yes. On the rocks.
Yeah, on the rocks.
Don't bruise it.
So I'm like, I'm speaking the King's English tonight.
What am I, hillbilly?
And, okay. I'm walking to the bathroom to, I think, probably throw up, and I went out. I just, lights went out, and I went face first into a coin change machine. And I woke up on the ground in the parking lot, because I guess they dragged me out of the bar.
Yeah, so you don't know how you got to the parking lot.
Yeah, right. And so luckily, I knew everybody at this bar because I ran an open mic night there every Tuesday. So they kind of like were like, hey, singer, what's going on? What's going on? And I was like, I've just been teaching for too long. And they're like, you've been teaching for like a month.
What happened with the
girl,
lady?
I woke up on her couch the next morning and uh-huh. to a nice note.
Oh.
I've gone out. Please show yourself out when you're done. And that was it. And
oh,
so, yeah,
wow.
really
no second date, huh?
No second date. So that's...
I told you guys that I didn't know that blackout was different than passing out until about 4.5 years ago. I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Blackout is totally different.
You don't remember a thing.
You're up and around. Oh, yeah. You're interacting, but your brain sure. goes, you know, this is...
Shut off.
This is... We're going to get out of here.
Yeah,
but
this
you
isn't
go ahead.
Good.
You send
make
the body
a fool of yourself.
Yeah,
it's
you
not
send
good.
The body ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
My brother
Man.
Calls it checking into the blackout lounge. You can always kind of see it in somebody's eyes when they're just gone.
Ooh.
And that's like when you know, like, oh, this is... They're not
you know, it's not
any
good when you have different names for blacking out.
Yeah.
Is that on the signs? On the list,
I think it's on the,
you might
yeah,
be an
yeah.
alcoholic.
You might be an
if.
Alcoholic if.
Yeah. Did we have the list of passwords for Tom's computer?
Yes, we'll have those in a second.
Oh, nope.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Oh my!
Well. Oh, it's Captain Day.
Wow!
Good morning, radio pussies.
Captain Day.
And a special good morning to honorary Captain Bobby. Good morning.
Thank you, Captain.
Yes, sir. You're sitting in the captain's chair, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Like a big man you think you are. I got a question for you, Bob.
Yeah, what's that, Captain?
What happened? What the hell's going on? Whatever it was, they threw me overboard, too.
I ran aground 2 years ago.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
We've almost got the chum dumpster repaired and ready for service again. You know, it's funny. I heard Mr. Singer talking about substitute teaching.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had to take up a couple gigs to, you know, make some money while the boat's being repaired. I was had an ice cream truck for a while.
Yeah.
That didn't go worth a damn.
No.
The Banana Rocket Buster is $450, kids. It's tens and hires only. No change.
No change.
And I was also a substitute teacher.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, but I learned the school systems don't think making the kids walk the plank out the third story window is proper punishment.
Yeah, I bet.
But it is.
But, as always, Bobby, you can come aboard the chum dumpster with me and Clappy, me first mate.
For free?
No,
For free?
Bob,
let's not get crazy.
Yeah, that's
$51, fifties and hundreds only. No change.
No change.
There's been no change. Okay, Bob, I've got to go.
Bye, Captain
Dave.
Bye,
Captain Dave.
Always a pleasure.
Lot going on here.
Yeah. We'll talk to you in 2 more years.
Wow. I'm pretty sure he ran aground. We didn't throw him over.
I know.
Okay, possible passwords for Tom's computer. Bob,
hold on. Let me get to the login page here.
Okay, try.
Can you see that keyboard okay?
Yeah. Have you? Has everyone seen this keyboard?
Yeah. Has any?
Look at the size of these letters.
Yeah. They're
always hilarious.
Honest to God.
Yeah.
They look like bingo cards.
They really do. Let's try B17.
I want to make sure I'm hitting the right key.
What happens when I log? Okay, what do you got, chick?
Try fecal poop.
F-E-C-A-L-P-O-O-P.
Of course, yep. No.
Return? Nope.
Okay.
Surprising.
Try.
Don't touch my stuff.
Don't touch my stuff.
Altogether.
Nope.
We're going to lock that up.
How about gasoline tanker, armored car? Try that.
Yeah, I'll just try gas tanker, tanker. Nope.
Okay, try poop fecal. Try that.
Oh, that, yeah.
Oh, you mean reverse it?
Yeah.
Poop fecal, F-E-C-A-L.
No. How about duty? No.
D-U, D-U or D-O?
How do you spell duty?
D-O-O-T-Y, right?
Yeah, that's what I would say.
D-O-O-D-I-E.
Oh, duty.
Oh. How about? No wonder I can't get in.
How about I have a code?
Is that I live by a code.
Try nope. deuces. Try deuces.
Deuces wild.
Nope.
And finally, where my hair go? Try that.
Oh, boy.
Baldy. Let's try that. Nope.
Where my hair go?
Sorry, none of those work. All right.
Thank God. Maybe we'll try.
So, Ryan, where are you headed this week?
I'm headed to Mason City, Illinois.
Uh-huh.
So, Mason City Limits Comedy Club. It's such a fun, intimate room.
It is great.
That I always have a good time there.
They still have the steakhouse there?
They still, well, actually, I think it's now a Mexican restaurant next door.
Oh, even better.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think it's a pizza joint and a Mexican restaurant, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, it's always a good time out there.
Excelente.
We'll be back with Ryan Singer and Christy and Josh and Bob.
What?
Coming back on the Bob and Tom Show. Hi, welcome back. Testing, 1, 2. It's the Bob and Tom Show. Christy's here. Josh is here. Our guest comedian Ryan Singer is here. And Bob has made his triumphant return.
Yes, here I am. First time back at the studios in, well, almost 2 years.
Wow.
Almost exactly two years.
It's great to
almost
see you.
Almost exactly 2 years.
I saw you guys in Cincinnati, but I haven't, haven't been in the studios.
And we saw you in May at Carb Day.
At the track. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in celebration of Bob being here, right now, Bob and Tom VIP is free for everybody.
Ooh. Say what?
Yes.
What?
So you can watch this show.
I'm glad I put makeup on.
Oh. Yeah, me too.
So you can watch the show right now?
That's right.
Absolutely free?
Yes, sir.
Hell of a deal.
Also, if you're still Christmas shopping, don't forget the fabulous Bob and Tom store with these beautiful, and I don't know if you've seen Bob, but they brought back the retro Bob and Tom face, the characters where Tom actually has hair. Looks like like the Grinch.
The bug-eyed Bob and the Grinch Tom.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, did you know they were using your image on
I did not. That is the original I guess caricature of me and Tom way back on the White Album.
Yep. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And it's for sale on the Bob and Tom website. And if you buy $50,
which why wouldn't you?
Do I still get the employee discount?
With the merch, we can work on that.
All right, thanks.
You get it free.
No,
you know how things.
I know how it works.
Yeah. We have a camel toe mistletoe hoodie. We have all kinds of cool things.
Nice.
Just for the holidays.
I should visit the site more often.
Yeah, you should.
I really should.
Speaking of Christmas, we
have another suggestion for Tom's password on his computer.
Give it away.
It's all one word. Big, B-I-G.
Oh, boy.
Dick.
D-I.
Black. Big Dick Black.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you're
in. You know what?
If he's in
this
with
may
that.
Work.
No. No, it didn't work.
I'd try Big Dick Black 69.
I'll try with a Y. D-Y-C-K. Nope, nothing. Okay.
What did you try, Christy?
Big Dick Black 69.
Did you? Oh.
69.
Let me tell you how it works, babe. First, I lay on my back.
Okay. I'm facing.
Sorry.
You just got yelled at for this.
I really did.
I know.
Off the air.
So you were.
That was the most uncomfortable.
Is that how
hilarious.
You learned through song?
It's how I teach.
Okay, I see.
Yes.
Okay.
Right. I teach this song. But, Josh was in his performance group in high school. It was called The Premieres. What was it?
It was called Premiere. It was a show choir.
Show choir. You have some moves there.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, sure. I was jazz.
Turn the beat around.
Look at that.
Okay.
So this is similar to the group I was in, the Young Americans, I'm guessing.
Yes.
So you did choreography and music together.
That's right.
And you were a baritone?
Bass. Yes. Yeah.
Did you have to lift and twirl any girls?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, it was great. And do that one move where you pick them up and then they spread their legs and go around your waist.
Oh, yes.
And then you pick them back up and they go to one side and then pick up and go to the other side.
I bet you loved rehearsals.
Can we do that again, please?
Yes,
I didn't quite.
And Josh,
really,
I don't know
me.
If we have
what
it
else?
Available, but Josh has a beautiful new song out for the holidays.
I heard this.
Have
Is
you heard
it the Mr. Grizz?
Yes.
Yes. I heard it 2 days ago.
Uh-huh.
It came up on my email, and I listened, and I enjoyed it very much.
Did you?
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Did you enjoy the singers and the dancers that were part of the performance?
I didn't see the video. I just heard it.
Mm-hmm. Neither
well,
did
so
we.
There's a,
Tom claims that the Josh Arnold singers and dancers have done that song, and not just...
Not
oh,
just
really?
Josh.
Not just, me. Not just you.
I've listened to it several times. The only voice I hear is Josh's. I don't know.
Well, and Tom claims he sings on the song
and
as well.
Doesn't.
He doesn't sing one note.
Did Tom produce this?
Of course.
He's singing.
Well, he was there yelling about something. Uh-huh.
Do we have that handy or that we can play?
It's probably over here and I don't know how
to
run.
Oh, here it is.
What is, by the way, what is this bag over here. This
it's to
bag.
Put your wrist on so you don't get carpal tunnel.
Oh,
when you're
oh can I borrow that?
you want to put something on it?
Huh? You got an extra?
Josh, it's when you're using your mouse, not your.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, you can call it.
Hold on. Clean break. Cleaning break.
Oh, oh, cleaning break. Oh, God. Jeez.
Here we go.
I want to play this for you.
Let's hear this.
Here's Mr. Grizz.
Josh here. You know, this holiday season, I wanted to write a song about someone I admire, respect, and love. I couldn't think of anyone, so instead I wrote a song about Tom Griswold, or as I like to call him, Mr. Grizz. You're a mean one, Mr. Grizz. You really are a jerk. You're insulting and demeaning. You're a prickish piece of work, Mr. Grizz. You're a frozen-hearted ass-bag, and you drive us berserk. You're a nutcase, Mr. Grizz. You truly are insane. You're a certifiable psycho with a highly abnormal brain, Mr. Grizz. Your mental illness is something even the finest psychologist cannot explain. You're so boring, Mr. Grizz. Those stories you repeat, your references are dated and your knowledge obsolete, Mr. Grizz. Listening to you makes us all want to lie down in the middle of a busy street. You're repulsive, Mr. Grizz. You have no allure. You're as sexy as a scrotum covered in syphilitic sores, Mr. Grizz. You've got all the sex appeal of a steaming pile of manure. You're a child, Mr. Grizz. Your jokes are juvenile. Anuses and feces are the things that make you smile, Mr. Grizz. You talk more about poop than a compulsive coprophile. Oh, God. Tom, I had no idea you were here.
Josh, you understand, I'm the boss here, and...
Yes, yes.
I write all the checks.
Oh, good point. Well, how about this? You're a genius, Mr. Grizz.
That's better.
You truly are the best.
Very good.
Everyone who knows you should consider themselves blessed, Mr. Griswold, sir.
I like that.
You're an extremely intelligent, wonderfully funny, supreme human being, and that giant penis of yours, well, we're quite impressed.
Why, thank you.
Well, there you go. You can tell Tom wrote that one, huh?
Mr. Grizz.
He wrote the last verse, yeah.
The last one, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, Josh wrote the rest of it, as you can tell.
What?
We've got another password.
Hold on a
Tom's
second.
Computer.
Hold on. I have to get this thing keeps shutting off because okay. I don't have the password.
Right. All it's, right. Try this. Right. J-O-S-H.
Yes. Josh.
I-S.
Oh, boy.
F-A-T.
Yeah. Oh, Josh
nope.
is fat.
Nope.
Yeah.
Josh is fat.
The way Christy said it, the way you said it, it wasn't so much a repeat of what Chick spelled out.
It was like confirming it.
Yeah, it was like, Bob, in case you haven't noticed, Josh is fat. He's fat. He's a fat man.
No, I'm saying Tom likes to call attention to the fact that
well, I don't think you're
Josh
fat at all, Josh.
No, he's not at all.
I'm overweight.
Sure, you're big bone.
He's burlesque.
Big bone.
Yeah, and around my big bones, there's some fat.
There's a bit of meat.
That's it.
That's nothing wrong with that.
I think
here's
you're
one
very
of the fattest
sexy.
Things I've ever
what
done.
What do you got there,
actually, the fattest thing, one of the fattest things I've ever done, it involved Josh. We had, remember Spam Day?
I do remember Spam Day.
He went out and bought Spam.
We ate Spam sandwiches and watched cartoons.
I believe two different flavors.
Yes, we
had regular and jalapeno.
Oh.
I didn't know they had flavored Spam.
Well, you have to have something to add flavor to Spam. So I can see why.
How dare you?
I agree.
That's something I just have never.
Really?
There's nothing worse. How about a Spam and jelly sandwich with the stuff you get inside the Spam can?
Oh, the actual Spam jelly? Man, my grandma used to love the jelly.
The jelly?
She would spread it on the bread and then put the Spam on there. Huh. She's dead.
Really?
Yeah.
Was she also big boned?
she might have been.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hey, I hear the phone ringing. Yep. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, man, it's Donnie Baker.
Hi, Donnie.
Hey, Bob, it's so good to hear you back on the radio, man.
Thanks, Donnie.
Swear to God, we've been tailgating since 2 a.m. waiting for this.
Is that right? Nice. All right.
It's better than when my boss Randy got head, foot, and mouth disease that year. And Chicken Christie was right. Since you've been gone, Bob, it's almost like Tom does the show by himself and takes them hostage.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll say it like this. If they ever find a cure for Tom's baldness, they should just rename this show after him and him only. Call it the Tom, Dick, and Harry Show.
Wow.
I'll say it right to his face.
I know you would.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, you would.
Since you've been gone, a lot of things have changed, but some things are still different. Like, first off, my boat's still for sale.
Yeah. Is it really?
Oh, okay.
I swear to God, my mom Phyllis is still part-time on day shift at Xanadu's.
I'll be
nice.
There
you go. So depressing. See, you know, going to day shift in a strip club's like being a ball player getting sent down to the minor leagues.
Mm. Yeah.
And she's done so much for them. You know, put in over 20 years, spent countless nights in acrylic hills, and now her feet are crippled, tries to get her toes in, but her nails are so thin they can't hold two coats anymore.
Oh.
So no matter what color she picks, they end up looking like Indian cotton.
Really?
She used to do all their charity work. You remember she organized the Tuggies for Tots that year.
I do remember that.
That's very nice.
She did.
I remember
but
that.
They advertised on radio, and people thought it was Huggies for Tots. Now, even though, you know, she's well into menopause, our entire house is loaded for bear with free diapers.
Really?
Yep, but at least now I can soundproof the basement and carport after all these years.
Or you can use them for Wolfie.
You're the ultimate food man still, Bob.
Thank you.
And I'm like you. I ain't picky. I like them all. Being big, small, tweeners, as long as they're firm, like Aaron Neville.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact remains, my mom Phyllis wants some advice from me when you get a chance. Because, you remember, she used to have the best set ever.
Did she?
But her boob job was done way back in circa 1994.
Mm-hmm. All right.
During the Cold War. And to this day, I think that's why her nipples are so firm.
Oh.
You know, like the snub-nosed tails on a Doberman Pinscher, 24-7. But it's the boobs itself. They're sagging now, Bob.
Mm.
And now when they sag and she's lost weight, she's got them rivets around each one.
Oh.
So instead of boobs, from a distance, they sort of look like the tops of two chicken pot pies.
So descriptive.
Well, she can't get night shift work, but she is getting recruited by the assistant manager at Cracker Barrel, so it's sort of like a win-win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyways, man, I'll let you go, but I heard you trying to hack into Tom's computer.
No luck. No at all.
Well, try this one.
All right.
Anal porn. When you pack it in, don't do it all together. Make sure it's in Helvetica's, and also make sure it's hymenated.
All right.
Thank you, Donnie. So informative.
So nice when Donnie calls.
He is a modern poet.
Oh, yes.
He certainly is.
He truly is.
The acrylic heels stuffed them in there. Christy, what else is going on over there?
Wow, you really fell into that.
Oh, you know
what? That sounded just like
it. Sounded really just like it.
Anything else?
What else you got?
What do a former U.S. president, LeBron James, and a guy who really, really likes chicken nuggets have in common?
It depends on which former president.
Well, Twitter released its top trending people and topics for 2017, ranging from sports to politics to Korean boy bands. I'm not familiar with the Korean
K-pop is what it's known
is
as.
That what it is?
It's huge.
Yeah, wow. It's gigantic.
Now, weren't you a teacher in Korea?
I was, for almost two years.
That's a story.
Yeah. And he's sticking to it.
Yeah, you want to bring up Kum Chi, too?
I think
what was your name?
Kim Chi is the national food of Korea.
That's what Tom always said.
So what is Kum Chi?
And my Kum Chi is what Tom calls it.
I think that's what's on this pad over here.
Yeah.
Kum Chi is what you get
at a Korean frat house if you're lucky.
Okay.
Oh my god.
The most shared tweet of the year came from fast food lover Carter Wilkerson. Do you remember what Carter did?
Oh, he wanted a lifetime supply of
chicken nuggets.
Yes,
a lifetime supply,
or maybe a year's worth. Okay, yeah.
But he pleaded everybody to retweet, "Help me, please. A man needs his nugs." And it was retweeted.
I retweeted it. Yeah. Yep. Good for him.
And then President,
and, how many retweets does it say?
It's well over, I think it was 2 million or more.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I don't have the exact number because
Well, that's still big.
But President Obama was had 1.7 million retweets in August for something he tweeted. So he was right up there too.
Gotcha. I would have thought Covfefe would have been big on that list. Covfefe? Remember that?
Yeah, I could probably find out more information. Huh. My story was a little edited, if you know what I mean. So
I see what you're saying.
I will get to it. But I can tell you what the top color for 2018 is going to be. If you are going to be repainting something, or if you would like to be a fashionista, if you will.
So is this a color that is strictly for paint, or is it for
everything? It's the color of the year. It's revealed by a company called Pantone. Pantone, I just found this out.
That's Tom Hanks' big thing, isn't it?
What?
Oh, that's Playtone. Playtone. You're signing. We're all signing. We're in this man's nice band. We're all signing.
Color experts out of New Jersey, Pantone, has declared that ultraviolet will be the color of the year. That's right.
Ultraviolet.
It's a beautiful purple tone.
Yeah, I just painted one of my walls ultraviolet.
Did you really?
I'm telling you, I'm ahead of the curve on this.
You are. I'm ahead of the curve.
Put stars and constellations on it, too.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I went into the paint store. I get this can that I think is purple.
Mm-hmm.
And I get home, and I open the can, and it's white.
Huh.
And I'm like, oh, it's like the yogurt cups. You gotta stir it up. Yeah, I gotta mix it up.
The color's in the bottom.
The color's in the bottom. And then I get a pencil and I do the thing and it stays white. And that's when I realize, I forgot to ask for one, I guess. And then that's when I realize, oh, it says eggshell white on the can, but the color of the logo was purple. So I saw the paint can and it had purple on it. So I'm like, this is purple.
It's got to be purple.
And then
you were looking at the logo of the paint company.
I was looking.
Okay. All right. That explains a lot.
Yeah. So I had to buy a couple different cans of paint after that.
Did you just paint the room eggshell?
You could just take it back.
No, I didn't. I really wanted purple.
By the way,
take it back, Ryan, and they put the color in and mix it up.
Yeah, they'll do that.
And then it'll be purple.
And a heads up, Coca-Cola is not red. Just in case.
Yeah.
Cherry Coke is.
No, it's not.
Cherry Coke is.
Oh, no, it's not.
Darn right. What do you think of that?
I went and bought a new pan of paint.
Can of paint?
I went and bought a new pan of paint.
A new can of paint.
I didn't know that I could take. I thought it was something you open and you can't return.
No, you could take it back and they'll add color for you.
Oh, yeah. Geez.
So wait a minute. You're a handsome stand-up comedian living in Southern California, and for the weekend you want to go to the paint store.
Well, it was like a Tuesday night.
Okay.
Of course.
You're right. But what, my other three walls I painted, is Sea Mist Green on that list?
Sea Mist Green?
Anyway, I got this great green.
For some reason,
purple.
I don't picture Sea Mist Green and purple.
Yeah, I don't either.
Hmm. Yeah. Maybe that's why there hasn't really been anybody over.
Okay. I'm with you on that one.
Does anybody know, speaking of Sea Mist Green, what 2017's color of the year was?
2017's orange. Khaki.
No, it was greenery, which was a grass color.
Greenery. Oh.
So is that a color or just that's a spectrum of colors, greenery?
No,
isn't
they
it?
Call it greenery. They call it a.
Greenery.
A grassy,
has
fresh,
many
revitalizing
shades.
Shade. I know, Bob, but I'm just reporting.
All right.
Sorry. Okay. Yep. So if you want to paint your home, I guess ultraviolet.
So ultraviolet is the color of 2018.
Yes.
So you,
this could be like children's names, you know, when they say like the most popular, and then like every generation, there's like all these kids named, you know,
Violet was
or
a big
whatever.
One.
Or Jennifer. So everybody's bedroom's going to be ultraviolet now, and I'm going to have to get another can of paint.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to have to.
Although I did forget the word rectangle the other day, so like this isn't like a big surprise.
Forgot what the word
I cannot
was.
Believe it. It's embarrassing.
So you were
forgot
thinking,
the word or what it meant.
Square the whole time, not a rectangle? I
need it. It's more embarrassing the reason why I even needed to remember the word.
Trying to explain how your room was shaped?
It's actually...
okay.
I had to Google two sides equal in length longer than other two sides.
Okay.
All right. And Google responded, we don't need you anymore. And I was like, that's a very fair.
Google responded, delete your account.
Yeah. Delete your account. But it's funny because I was researching astrology for a few weeks, and then I realized nobody has made a geometry astrology system, right? And so I'm like, I'm going to be the dude who comes up with the geometry astrology. I'll call it geology, right? And
and then I was like, oh, that's there's already, guys, back me up on this. Isn't there already a geology?
Oh, there is. Yeah. There is. Okay. Yeah. So, well, hey, what's in a name?
Geology 2. Geology 2. TOO instead of 2.
How about ultraviolet geology? Everyone will want it.
It's been a while since Ryan's been here. And
yeah. I was thinking I needed a circle. Some people would be circles. Some people would be squares.
Okay.
And then I was like, some people would be
Hollywood squares kind of thing.
That's good. Yeah. The
Hollywood
square hits the square.
Stars.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to take a break?
Do we?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We'll be back. Gets the square.
We'll be back with this exciting story.
Yes, I'm fascinated.
I want to know about this.
Everybody's riveted.
Uh-huh. You're just a nut.
He is a nutcase.
We'll be back with Josh and Christy and Ryan Singer and Bob. This is the Bob and Tom Show. Hi, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy's here. Josh is here. Comedian, man about town, astral projectionist Ryan Singer is here. And Bob has returned.
I am here.
Thank you, Bob, for
coming. This is fun.
Yes.
And Bob is sitting in Tom's seat, which is really throwing everybody off.
I'm sitting over in Tom's corner of the studio, and it is the most confusing,
it's very
unorganized, filthy, filthy corner.
And you wouldn't think that, knowing how OCD Tom is.
Yeah, really, but I can see dust bunnies over here.
Oh, God, don't tell him that.
What? He's staring at you. They've had to be here for at least, 2 years.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, come on.
That's right.
So it's good to be here. It really is. Nice to see your smiling faces. You guys all look the same. Y'all look great.
Thank you, Bob.
Likewise.
You look great,
as
too.
As do you, Bob.
Retirement suits you.
Except the hat seems a little askew.
Really? Is it crooked?
Oh, not from this angle, it doesn't.
Oh, that was
you know
me.
What?
I'm sorry.
I'm sitting over in Tom's corner.
My chair was uneven.
This really does feel weird sitting over here. It really does.
Do you ever get... who am I asking? Do you ever remember when you got in trouble in school and they made you move your chair?
Yeah.
That's the same thing, right? Yeah. Yeah, it's a whole new perspective.
That was a constant.
Yeah.
Really was.
And then they
moved
you out.
Yeah, I mean, I used to sitting where Ace is sitting and seeing everyone. And
apparently,
the nice thing about it, my monitor's kind of blocked Tom. Uh-huh.
So I could
see, so I could see you guys, but Tom wasn't that important. So it's just really weird being over here. It is.
Do you miss running the board, or is that?
No, I really don't.
Okay. Just asking.
It's very complicated.
It's mind-boggling.
Well, apparently it's too complicated for me.
Yeah.
Tom.
I understand that.
Oh, wow.
Don't get him started.
Oh, is that right? Did he tell you that?
Did he say,
you know, you could be running the board, but you're an idiot? Is that what he said?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I don't want to give you too much to do.
Oh, really?
Is that what he said?
Well.
May have been.
Wow.
I forget that he may be listening.
Oh.
So you scored low on your entrance exam there.
Manual dexterity.
Yes, the square peg
and the round hole.
But that's fine. Now we have Ace here.
Yeah.
Ace does a fine job.
Thank you.
Ace is one of the best board operators in the country.
That's right.
He's a legend.
Of course he is.
He's the eighth wonder of the world.
He truly is.
Thank you, Chick.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I have a story that I want to bring up since Ryan is here, because Ryan is kind of into this stuff.
Is it about authors?
No.
Remember.
I didn't even...
I'm sorry, Ryan Singer.
Author Ryan Singer. Yeah.
I should say the name
of my book at some point.
Yes, you should.
Yeah, what is
it? It's called Ryan Singer's Comedy Notebook.
Well, hold it
up so people can see.
You have a copy?
I do, this is like a rough draft proof, but it's almost essentially done. But this is my real notebook, so you can see it's like a replica
of
my comedy notebook.
Yeah.
But I do these weird like...
So unlike your comedy notebook, are the pages actually full?
Actually, we got a blank page.
Oh, okay, good.
People if they want to do their own.
So we can write notes and we can write our own comedy?
And I do set list drawings, really. I started doing about 6 years ago in your old stomping grounds in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I started doing like set list drawings, like to have like a concept or something like in mind when I would perform that night, as opposed to like a strict set list of all the jokes I would do.
Okay.
And so I compiled over about 6 years, over 100 of them.
Oh, wow.
And so I put them all in the same notebook.
So when will this beautiful...
it is available thing? As of a couple days ago on Amazon. I self-published it on Amazon with the help of my buddy Chris Blim, who is a kind of an editor of this literary magazine called Sheriff Nottingham. He helped me put it together. And
it looks great. It looks just like a composite.
You mean
composition
the Sheriff
notebook.
Of Nottingham? Yeah. He's an evil guy, isn't he?
I think he's the bad guy, right? The Sheriff of Nottingham.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't... Yeah, I should have a talk with him about that.
Yeah, probably should. So but, it's available.
Available on
Amazon.com.
Amazon. Yeah.
And,
so
you can get it in time for Christmas.
You go to Amazon. Sure can. You type in Ryan Singer, S-I-N-G-E-R, Ryan R-Y-A-N, and then Ryan Singer's composition notebook, comedy notebook, an intimate look inside a stand-up comedian's most personal thoughts. 4 stars.
Oh,
four
oh,
stars!
Four
wow.
stars
I'll
out of
take
four.
It. I'll
four
take
stars
it.
Out of
oh,
four no. out of four.
4 out of 5.
Oh. 4 out of 5.
Oh, I miscounted. 5 out of 5.
Oh, oh. Five. Oh, the draw. The intrigue.
How can you miscount that,
Christy? What's going on?
But yeah, to the best of my knowledge, it's the first time a comedian has let the world look into their notebook.
Oh, cool.
In this kind of way. So I thought it would be interesting. Maybe if people are out there are fans of comedy, it's kind of an art comedy book. More than it is something you read.
Do you have a process that you go through when you write your comedy? Is it
Usually I kind of do a freestyle writing in like legal pads. I'll try to do that for at least an hour every
cool.
day.
Cool. I'm sure there's some podcast you can talk about that on. Christy, what?
Wow. Wow.
Wow. I had to channel Tom there.
Yeah. It's starting to rub off. I think you'll be running the board before you know it, young man.
Board!
Uh-huh. You're another one of my bits?
Yeah, what else you got?
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Hi, welcome back. It's the Bob and Tom Show. Josh is here, Christy's here, Ryan Singer's here, and Bob is here.
Hi there.
Hey, Bob.
Nice to see you all.
Good to be seen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the I Hate Steven Singer contest is making 20 lucky Bob and Tom listeners winners through one more week. Through December.
Oh, good. They extended it.
Play the scratch and win game on the Bob and Tom app or at bobandtom.com for your chance to win. Win diamond earrings, diamond necklace from the Steven Singer's Eclipse Collection.
Nice.
Do it now. Bob and Tom Social
club. No relation, Ryan?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's got his...
Oh, that's right.
It sounds like a jeweler.
He mm-hmm. is a jeweler,
he
yes.
A jeweler.
Yeah. So, I mean, like...
Yep, sounds like a jeweler. Yep.
It sounds like a jeweler, so it sounds like some money might be involved.
Company, one or the other.
You know what? I don't have any of that needle money, and it really makes me mad.
I'll bet. Yeah.
We're in the Napa Studios with Ryan Singer, and Ryan, during the break, you mentioned...
This is something that we all
perked
somewhat
up
surprised
on.
By.
And we all thought it might be happening, but we have someone it's happened to.
Someone was kicked off Tinder.
I got kicked off Tinder about two. It's probably 2 years ago.
How do you get
were
kicked
quite
off
frankly the best thing that's ever happened Tinder. To me.
How so isn't Tinder? This is where you find dates, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you find dates.
That's
you
one
just kinda,
way to put it.
Yeah,
it's essentially a hookup app.
It was a. Yeah. It started off as a hookup app.
And right.
So
and,
you
like,
would
it morphed into a dating app.
So and, you would meet some ladies.
You'd swipe left or right. You know, left. Yeah. You didn't want to keep them. Right.
Oh,
you wanted
okay.
to keep them, and then
yeah, Tinder really started the swipe culture, I guess, of dating, which is
so
just,
did you,
it's just pretty bad.
Did
but,
you surpass the limit? What?
Yeah,
what happened was, you know, sometimes. Before I tell the story, I got to say it's the best. It is the best thing that happened to me. Sometimes
being
you get the
off.
Rattle away from the baby. There's other people on the airplane.
All right. Okay.
But you know,
that's right.
So I was using Tinder to hook up,
mm-hmm.
and so
mm-hmm.
I had a system, kind of like you know, where I would if I matched with a woman, I could figure out pretty quickly: are you here to date or here to hook up?
Mm-hmm.
And
I see.
So, so the people that were there to hook up, we would find each other pretty quickly, and then we would do that. And then a friend of mine who was a sex blogger, sex addict type lady, she told me that some guy she knew put a picture of his junk on there, and he got more matches than anybody she'd ever met. And I was like, I don't believe this. This isn't true. And
so
then, flash forward to a few weeks later, I'm drunk in Tacoma, Washington.
Yes.
And I mean, and so I do it,
You're
and I.
Competitive guy.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
Right.
Come on.
So I do the thing. I set up a different Facebook account because mm-hmm. you don't want to, you know, because it links to your Facebook.
Oh, gotcha.
So you don't want to, you know, do that
on
your Facebook.
So you have to start a Facebook page for your junk?
Yeah, so my junk's got his own Facebook.
Okay.
And,
what'd you name your junk?
You wanted to disguise yourself. Was it Brian Singer?
Oh, that's
that's a bad one. Yeah,
that's a horse. Yeah.
How about Ryan Winger?
So you create the Facebook page for your junk.
And then I start swiping, and I wake up, and I was kicked off. But
Tinder notified you?
Tinder notified me that I'd been reported for
obscenity.
And, but before I got kicked off, I would like to say I got 8 matches.
Okay.
Did you really?
So, but then like I also had some other app that was like a texting app.
But you couldn't hook up with them because you were kicked off,
yeah,
right?
So I was kicked off.
But by saying you got 8 matches, 8 girls or gentlemen went through and liked your picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was, you know, that made me feel pretty good, you know. No, but like it was like a, you know, it's a, I mean, I was in my late 30s. I mean, I was probably 35, what, 2 years ago? I was 27 years old.
Did they figure out who you were via your junk's Facebook page?
Well, what they do is because you have to like verify the app with your phone number.
Oh.
So they send you a text message because it links to your phone.
Gotcha.
So now that phone number is forever linked to you. Put your junk on there.
Ah.
So now you can't get back on.
So you had to get a new phone number.
So I had to get, I've had to get 3 different phone numbers. I've got a burner phone.
I've got a burner phone just like Tinder.
Like a drug dealer or something.
Yeah, I hide it in the ceiling tiles.
Like a wire.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't want to be your mom here, but have you noticed that a lot of your stories say, I blacked out drunk. I was drunk.
Yeah, well, I've always had a problem with limits. I've had a no-limit lifestyle. I've always treated life like it was a Sam's Club. You know,
sure.
Like I wanted every experience in bulk.
Right.
And that is a problem. And I realize that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah. I am off caffeine, actually, for about a week and a half right now. But the juice you guys are bringing is really getting me fired up right now.
Oh, so good.
I don't think caffeine was your problem.
Well, I got so much stevia right now inside of me. But
It might be the stevia.
But I think my no-limits lifestyle started before I was even born because I was a preemie baby, which is a cute way of saying I was born without fully formed organs, right? But it was like... So they had to put me in the incubator, which if people are too young and don't know what that is, it's like a baby microwave. If your baby's not done cooking, you put him in there, you hit seven, you know he's done when you can smell him.
Right.
Babies are like corn. But like, so I was born at 7 months, but at 6 months, I tried to jailbreak and get out.
Oh, you did?
And so my dad rushed my mom to the hospital. This is 1976, so we don't have all the technology we have now. And the doctor said, if this child is born right now, it'll die. So we have to stop it. And the only thing they had to stop me was a shot of pure alcohol. And it wasn't like MTV Spring Break in there, you know, Jager bombs. It was a syringe of pure alcohol, and they shot it into my mom, and it stopped me from being born, which means the drunkest I've ever been in my entire life was before
this
I was even
born. It all started. Yeah.
And I've been chasing that dragon every day.
Yeah.
And so it's
and
like,
succeeded.
No wonder. Yeah,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and so like people always want to share their like drunkest stories with like, oh dude, I got so drunk like a month ago I ordered like $300 worth of camping gear off Amazon Prime. I didn't even remember it until it showed up 2 days later. Like, what's the drunkest you've ever been? I was like, oh me, it was a long time ago, but one time I got so drunk I chose not to exist yet.
Yeah, like,
wow.
Oh. Like they say
I got so drunk I got kicked off Tinder.
Yeah, so I've always people always say you gotta be careful, you're gonna drink yourself to death. I might be the only person who drank himself to life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, how about that?
So I have that going for me. But, you know, and I'm an author.
You're an author.
But I'm an author, yeah.
Right. Author, comedian.
Real quick, I do want to mention this show right now is being broadcast live and for free.
No way.
On the Bob and Tom VIP.
I don't believe you.
Yes.
Prove it.
Well, go to any
Bob and
Tom social media.
Well, I can
platform or the website, and you can check it out.
And there we are.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Well, I'm pleased to be part of
it. I have a story for you, Mr. Singer.
Okay.
Pizza Hut, apparently, is going to start delivering cold beer along with their food.
No kidding.
What?
They started the testing beer delivery program in Phoenix, Arizona.
And it passed with flying colors.
Yeah, everyone did.
Yeah.
So how do you prove that you're of legal age?
The company told Fortune magazine it plans to expand
I'd
that.
I'd like a large pizza, please.
And 40 beers.
I'm 22.
They plan to expand into wine delivery, single servings and full bottles in January. The beer and wine will be delivered in a custom cooler to ensure those six packs are ready to drink.
Wow.
While beer and wine delivery pilot program is beginning with just one downtown Phoenix location, they want to expand quickly into other markets. Pizza Hut has like 6,300 stores across the United States. 1,700 of them already have liquor licenses. I had no idea.
Are they putting the beers in the crust? Doesn't it seem like...
Yeah, like the cheese in the crust?
Doesn't it seem like they're putting everything in the crust
they
nowadays?
They really are.
Yeah. And maybe if they are, why don't you shut up? Okay? You let them do what they want to do. Put rum in the crust.
I'm into it.
That's a great idea.
Yeah. Vodka.
Who doesn't like pizza and beer?
Oh, man.
I don't know
Come
very
on.
Many people.
I'm kind of off all that stuff right now because I'm trying to decalcify my pineal gland.
Off of food?
Off of enjoyment?
I'm trying to tap into my psychic powers.
This tells you everything you want to know about Ryan. You're trying to decalcify your what?
You're my pineal gland. And some people say
it's
quackery. Lizard brain? Is that
it's the third eye. It's that gland that's inside the brain.
Okay.
Ancient cultures have called it, like the Egyptian called it, the seat of the soul.
I wish Tom.
I wish Tom were here.
Yeah. Like, now that Tom's not here, I can really get into this.
You know how you hear every now and then where that you've heard somebody had tried to drill into their forehead to open up their third eye? I see Ryan doing that.
So how do you get calcium?
So is this part of the brain, the one that says yes or no? Is that the part?
Impulse control?
Well, no, that's the frontal lobe.
Okay.
But
How do you know that your third eye is calcified?
I don't know. It's like there's not a lot of like hard science on it.
Really? But,
not yet. No, it's really looked into the brain yet.
There's not really any research or hard science or facts on it.
Look, the Sasquatches have been doing this for years.
That's right. Exactly right.
I'll tell you what.
How do you go about doing this? What is the process?
Basically what you do is you just kind of live a healthier life. It's like no alcohol, no caffeine. You can't eat meat. It's like, I love chicken wings so much. I wear gloves when I eat my chicken wings now. But
no,
like,
why is that?
Ryan,
because it's like
Ryan
it's just cleaner.
Runs on chicken wings and milkshakes.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's
no
right.
milkshakes.
Oh,
I haven't.
That sounds delicious.
I haven't had milkshakes. Although it's the holiday season, I'm going to have some eggnog milkshakes. Eggnog milkshake is the number one milkshake of all time. But,
it's true.
It's the best milkshake.
How long do you have to do this program?
It's like a lifestyle change.
Oh,
forever.
So
for your life.
I'm like a week and a half in, and I.
Let me ask you this. Ryan
crawled.
Ryan, how many lifestyle changes have you gone through
this year?
Let's say in the last 5 years. How many
in the last
lifestyle
5 years? Let's say I've gone through maybe two lifestyle changes in the last 5 years.
Well, the first one was.
The first one was starting to eat meat again.
A second one.
Now going away from everything I've ever loved.
And, everything.
Like it's no meat, it's no dairy, it's no alcohol, no
eat?
Caffeine.
You can't pet
puppies. A lot of fruits and vegetables, whole food. You're supposed to drink like non-fluoridated water that has minerals
Lord.
Added
Boy,
into it.
This really sounds
dull. So it's no tap water.
It doesn't sound like you're going to make it.
No,
it really doesn't.
Right?
No.
It's like, you have to find joy in the little things. all the different ways that you could probably just like.
But don't you find yourself like say you're on a date and your date is.
I make a date exception.
Oh, you do.
Yeah,
so
I sure
there
do.
Are exceptions.
I've had
to
17
all rules.
Dates in the last
date.
Weekend.
Date exception.
Of course, I see how it works.
Yeah, all because right. you don't want to present your real self on your first date.
No.
No.
We have to take another break.
Yes, we have to take a break.
Let's put a pin in that. We'll be right back.
It's the Bob and Tom Show.
It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Yes, it
yes,
is.
It is.
I'm Josh Arnold.
Is that
what
right.
you think he sounds like?
Yep.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, yes. It goes on.
And I have had people walk up to me and go, you don't sound like this. Why does Chick say you talk like this?
No, your voice isn't that high at all.
No, it's not.
But you do crunch That's over just... when you speak like that.
Hey, oh, look, yeah. You kind of do get into a...
Why do you
Welcome
like
back to the Bob and Tom
Me
Show.
Guy.
You know, the I Hate Steven Singer contest going on for just one more week through December 15th. Play the Scratch and Win on the Bob and Tom app. BobandTom.com, your chance to win diamond earrings or diamond. See how I professionally said diamond?
Diamond.
Necklace from Steven Singer's Eclipse Collection. And speaking of singers, our guest is Ryan Singer, and Bob is here today.
Yes.
Tom and, on assignment.
And, you know, I've been admiring some of the things over here in Tom's desk. Do you realize he has an expired lottery ticket from August of 2016?
And who's surprised by that?
I didn't
he
know that,
has,
but it sounds about right.
He has a note over here that's been posted, I do believe, since 2001.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this is really, when you say he's this OCD guy, this is really a mess over here.
He's like a hoarder.
Really is. He is more
there
of a hoarder.
There must be a method to the madness.
They say that that's what creative people do.
You would think, but
yes, there's not.
He's a nut.
But there's not.
No, there's not. No.
But, Bob, you brought a surprise for us today, did you not?
Well, you know, we've been going over this debate on Twitter, at parties, about the movie Die Hard.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, right.
Is it a Christmas movie or is it not a Christmas movie?
Yes.
It's an action film.
Well, I don't. Josh?
I say it's a Christmas film.
Ryan?
I'm in on the Christmas film.
Chick?
I say it's not Christmas until John McClane drops Hans Gruber off the Nakatomi.
Spoiler
Nakatomi.
That's right.
Ace?
I'm going.
Holiday action.
Holiday action. But it's still action. A Christmas movie, Christy.
It's a Kwanzaa movie.
I think it's an action film. when you say Christmas movies, that does not spring to mind for me.
No. Which one does?
Elf. It's my favorite.
Elf?
Love Elf.
Hi, I'm Buddy the Elf. What's your favorite color?
Okay, but, you know, to me, movie that has a Christmas scene in it is considered a Christmas movie.
Okay, we'll give you that, I guess.
It's a good thing to watch during the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So, when I found out I was doing this program.
It sounds like you got a flat tire on the side of the road.
Yeah,
when I found out my car broke down.
Sounds like jury duty.
when I found out I was doing Bob and Tom jury duty, I figured, well, I'll whip up something.
Great.
And it's about Die Hard, the Christmas movie.
Okay.
It's Nakatomi Christmas. John McClane is in the air. Wife Holly Gennaro knows that John will soon be there. Douchebag Harry Ellis does another line of blow. Some dude's banging Blondie on a desk he doesn't know. John is pissed at Holly. She used her maiden name. Hans Gruber starts a shooting, and the party goes insane. All hell breaks loose, but our hero doesn't lose his head. To me, it isn't Christmas until these words are said. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yeah!
Come out to the coast. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. The LAPD's toast. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Hans Gruber doesn't know. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Have machine gun, ho, ho, ho. John McClane is barefoot. The bad guys shoot the glass. Our boy Roy gets pissed and kicks Edgar Winner's ass. And the detonators, explosions everywhere. Nakatomi Plaza, gonna need a few repairs. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Come out to the coast. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. The LAPD's toast. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Hans Gruber doesn't know. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Have machine gun, ho, ho, ho.
Do,
that's right. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. John needs a big promotion. Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker. Hans Gruber dies in very slow motion.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, wonderful.
There you go.
Beautiful, John.
It shows what a guy can do in an hour.
Yeah. An hour? Jeez. Yeah. Mr. Grizz took me 4 days.
So it's a Christmas movie.
You have your own beep machine at home? That's cool.
Well, actually, Dean did that for me. I gave it to him raw.
Okay, so, yeah.
Yeah.
Raw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So had that not been taken care of, we would all be...
fired.
Well, you guys have been fired. I'd still be retired.
Back to Boca.
Yeah, baby. All right. What else you got, Christy?
Is
that a Tom
that
move?
Was good. What else is
thank
going
you very
on,
much.
Christy?
Sorry. Christy, what?
I don't think you want to do that.
Not
a
right
woman
here.
Arriving at a Long Island court to answer a marijuana possession summons was smoking pot when she parked her vehicle in the local police chief's spot. Oops.
Yeah.
The 26-year-old had been ticketed in May for unlawful possession of pot. Police say she was arriving for a court appearance Monday night when she cut off an unmarked police car in the parking lot, talking on her cell phone, then pulled into the parking spot, clearly marked as reserved for the village's police chief, Bill Ricca. When officers asked the woman to roll down her window, pot smoke billowed out.
Did it?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Along with a Grateful Dead tune.
Yeah.
She was issued another appearance for unlawful another ticket for unlawful possession of marijuana and for using her cell phone while driving.
Okay.
At a highway ramp near Philadelphia, it was not happy hour, but a tractor trailer carrying vodka overturned, spilling lots of alcohol on the busy ramp leading to Interstate 95.
Chick, are you okay?
It wasn't Chick vodka, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was another brand. An unnamed brand.
I can't say it.
A lesser brand.
Mine rhyme with Beto.
Okay.
Well, it took road crews hours to unload boxes of Tito's vodka so the
Tito's
truck could
vodka,
be righted.
Tito Beverage, a fine vodka out of Austin, Texas.
Fine
He's
vodka.
A good man.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And scientists say they have discovered a way to turn beer into fuel for your car.
Ooh. Oh, come on. Isn't there a shortage on hops now?
Yeah.
I meant to say shortage. I don't know what I said. There's a hops shortage.
This process could create a sustainable alternative to gasoline. Chemists at the University of Bristol, this is in the UK.
Well, that's a waste of good beer.
Have spent years developing technology to convert widely available ethanol, into butanol. Butanol is a better fuel alternative to the widely used ethanol, which has a lower energy density and can be corrosive to engines, they say. I don't have the full story. I apologize, but apparently they are trying to figure out how to turn beer into gasoline.
Use corn right now, right?
Sure.
Couldn't they use corn liquor?
Yeah, use something else.
Yeah, beer is very important.
Right. Why can't they use, like, carrots or something?
Carrots, what a great idea. Your engine turns orange. Put too many of them in it.
Yeah, carrots are
beets.
Way down on the
list.
Yeah, but they're whatever thing would
beets,
be uncalcified.
Yeah. You got to get your alternator decalcified.
The
pineal gland. Some people say pineal gland.
Pineal gland. You say pineal.
I say pineal.
Mm-hmm. Pineal. Let's call the whole thing off. Kooky. Mm-hmm. A driver in India by the name of Deepak Das has received an award for not honking his horn once in the past 18 years.
Fantastic.
What?
This
what
is a thing?
Fantastic.
Is this an honor system?
Yes.
Have you ever, you get a new car and you're driving down the road and a guy cuts you off and you honk the horn and you realize, wow, I have a pussy horn.
Yes.
No, don't you want something that'll, alert people and also you realize you got me.
All horns should be hawooga.
Come on.
Okay, I know it sounds strange to us, but India is well known for the chaos of its roads and the typical driver's almost constant use of their car horns. Mr. Das, a Calcutta-based driver, believes India can change this and eventually achieve peaceful, quieter roads.
I'll bet he never missed a day of school either.
There's a joke in there about a cow and a horn.
There is, but we won't find it.
Not worth searching for.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look, it's the phone.
I hear the phone off in the distance. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, fellas.
Oh, Floyd.
Floyd.
Enjoyed your horny pussy program.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Floyd. I didn't know that was coming.
Yeah, it was opposite day. Boy, Bob, it's good to hear you back on the radio.
Thank you, Floyd.
You know, it's kindly been lonely since you've been gone on this end. Candy reminds me of when Bud and Sissy went separate ways and every cowboy.
Oh, yeah, they were broke up there for the minute. Remember, they got married right away, didn't they? And then
he went off with Pam, and Sissy tried to ride the bull and fell in love with that ex-con, and then they got back together, and of course, Aunt came over and told Sissy, y'all living like hogs, Sissy's silly boy.
Hey, Floyd, remember when Sissy dropped the cigarettes? Remember that?
Oh, boy, he said, pick him up. He dragged her around by the hair like he was trying to break a horse, boy. This is a big day for us, you know. It's too bad that Charlie Daniels can't be here to see this.
Charlie Daniels is fine.
He wouldn't be able to see it anyway, right?
He's been blind since he was
No, he's not blind.
He and Roy Orbison,
blind since birth.
Bob, you know, I'll tell it like this. I've Candy Bennett and had the clinical account of my cholesterol being what it is. But I learned a healthy lesson at my last doctor's visit I wanted to tell you about.
Yeah, what was that?
My doctor said, Floyd, taking a prostate exam don't make you queer. It lets you spend all day studying for it.
Ah, okay, sure. Good to know.
Listen to you.
Thank you, Floyd.
Thanks, thanks, Floyd.
Pick him up.
I know we have a room full of men, but I thought I'd do this story anyway. Mooncycle Bakery, a startup subscription service based in Olympia, Washington, is delivering baked desserts with better-for-you ingredients to women who are craving sweets at the start of their menstrual cycle.
Gotcha.
Apparently.
I thought it was strictly. I thought I heard tell.
What'd you hear tell?
It was always chocolate, not just sweets, but.
Specifically chocolate.
Specifically chocolate.
Yeah. Christy, can you speak to that?
It's been so long, I don't remember.
Ouch, man. So do you remember sweets back then?
I crave sweets all the time, especially chocolate. But nutritionist Katie Lemons has created antioxidant-rich recipes.
Sour lady.
Without artificial sweeteners. They're apparently healthier and better for you.
I prefer Katie Lemonade.
That would have been huge.
What a kill.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sign.
You don't sign our checks.
Well.
Doctors say treats won't necessarily prevent cramps or other PMS symptoms, but the ingredients are a better alternative than, say, maybe a fancy, I'm not going to mention any brand names here like they do, but like
Godiva?
A chocolate chip cookie or something.
Okay.
I love chocolate chip cookies.
Who doesn't love
you
chocolate
do.
Chip
I
cookies?
You do. I remember. Yeah, right?
I'm flowing. I need a chocolate chip cookie.
Well, maybe the Mooncycle Bakery will bring you a... Well, it's kind of far away. I don't
it
know
is a long way.
They can get it here in
time. Can I make a request to everybody out there?
Oatmeal raisin cookie?
If you are
giving
cookies as a gift,
separate
them before you give them. I don't like
How do you mean?
I don't like getting
Hang on a second. Stop.
You mean you're like
Here's one of the
you'd
fattest
like,
things I've ever done. I don't. I insist that my cookies be separated. I do
so
not like
want,
a bag
want,
of cookies that have chocolate chip, peanut butter, snickerdoodle, because they all end up tasting the same.
Oh, so you want like a wax piece of paper between each cookie?
At the very least, yes. I would prefer separate Ziploc bags.
Oh, I see.
Really?
Yeah.
So you'd
you
rather
want
have
a box
one...
about 6 feet by 6 feet.
That's right.
Okay. So, one cookie per bag, so they don't taste like the
other cookies? No, you can have 8 chocolate chip cookies in one Ziploc, and then...
If I'm picking a number, 8. 8 would be the one, and then the other
We call that an Arnold dozen. The Arnold dozen.
That's an Arnold half dozen.
Arnold half dozen.
And then the other baggie would have 8 Snickerdoodles.
Right, and then the other would be 8 peanut butter.
I got you.
Separate them.
Like, what's your favorite? What's your favorite cookie, though?
Chocolate chip.
Oatmeal raisin.
No.
Oatmeal raisin. Chocolate chip. I think chocolate's a lie that's been sold to us. But like, and we've all bought into it. I just
so you're
don't.
Telling me you don't like
you
chocolate?
So.
I like chocolate if peanut butter is involved. If it's a tango, if it's it's tango
Thank
and cash,
you,
you get some peanut butter and some chocolate. Oh, hey, baby.
We're
okay.
But yeah.
This
but chocolate straight
20
up, I can't. I do like hot chocolate. I don't
do
like
too.
Chocolate ice cream, and I don't like chocolate cake, though.
Hmm.
But chocolate chip
like
cookies
about,
only if they're still hot.
How about white cake with chocolate frosting?
Ooh, I would. Now I can't. The chocolate frosting is too much.
Is it?
Yeah, it's. I just never. I think my mom ate too much chocolate when I was
back to this
when
in
she
your
was pregnant.
Thing.
You never
you know,
gotten a,
lots of things.
You never gotten a can of frosting at the store and dipped a spoon in it and gone and watched the Seinfeld for
no,
a couple hours.
No.
What are you? Here's one of the fattest things I've ever done.
You get a can of frosting.
Wow. And yes. You take a spoon.
You take a spoon. A tablespoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We call that a chick yogurt cup.
That's right. That's right. And I get eight of them. The Arnold half dozen.
That's right. You know, Becky went to a place the other day, and she ordered a half dozen of something. And the clerk goes, now, half dozen, is that the 12 or 6?
Oh, my.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Well, that would be.
He was like, he goes, I can't remember if it's 12 or 6. I was like, man, how did you work in a place that actually sells stuff by a dozen?
Like the only place left.
And it's like, you would think that'd be on the entry form. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what a dozen is?
How are you with numbers?
Yeah. That should be the one question in the interview.
Yeah.
Do you know what a rectangle is?
I do.
Like, I don't know. Like, a bakery, is that the last place that still works in dozens?
No, eggs.
Ah.
Gotcha. Grocery store. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Dairy farm.
Josh,
mm-hmm.
Don't you have a really funny bit about hot dogs and buns?
Yeah, I do it after my airplane food jump. And how men and women are so different.
It's crazy.
What? Men and women are different?
They sure are.
I'll be damned.
My girlfriend would ask for directions. Uh-huh. I'd never. Oh, no way would I do that.
No way.
Are you kidding me? Shoot me in the face.
My God. Oh, my God. No wonder you're doing this show. All right.
And we'll have more of those fabulous jokes from Josh coming up.
Okay, what else you got coming up, Christy?
Do you know where all the old trees in Rockefeller Center go?
Oh, the old Christmas
old
trees?
The old Christmas trees. You know,
no, you mean after they've used the mm-hmm. tree, they send it off to, I'm guessing, to the Rockefeller's fireplace.
That's a fine guess.
No? But it's not correct. Okay. We'll
find out. And the Napa Tool of the Week is coming up as well.
That's right. And this is the Bob and Tom Show.
Hi there.
Hi! It's the Bob and Tom Show. Christy's here. Josh is here. Comedian, author, numismatist, Ryan Singer is here, and also, yes, he's here. Bob is here.
Hi there, kids.
Hey, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, I've been perusing Tom's Corner over here.
Yes.
Welcome to Tom's Corner.
Just found the Christmas present I gave him 2 years ago.
Oh, really? Oh.
Still wrapped.
Yeah. I take it back.
Yeah,
just take
yeah.
it back.
I might
that
as
seems
well.
About right. Mm-hmm. You know, a normal person would think that would seem like he didn't care about your present, but
we all know that. No. That's not the truth.
What a weirdo, right?
No, he is uncomfortable receiving gifts.
He is. Yes, he's very odd.
He's uncomfortable.
But he does. Yeah, yeah. He does enjoy giving gifts.
He does.
With his photo on.
Yes.
That was something we covered this year. He came in one morning and he goes, okay, I need to talk with you guys about something.
Yeah. You know what? That's a very good impression.
Thank you. Someone told me over the weekend mm-hmm. that apparently I'm socially awkward. Now,
someone told him that?
He was floored.
He was floored.
He's still floored. He thinks he's a gadfly. He thinks he's just riveting.
Well, you know what it's like when you see Tom at a party.
Of course.
He's looking at you. He's always looking over your shoulder for someone more important.
True story. 3 years ago, we were at a Christmas party. God is my witness. I was standing next to Tom for half hour, 45 minutes. Talking to other folks. We were, mingling. The next day, he goes, why weren't you at the Christmas party?
Oh, my God.
True story. Honestly never... He looked over my head the whole night, never saw me there.
So he never acknowledged you?
No, never.
Yeah. Bob, there was a time you lived with Tom, right?
Yes, we were... we were roommates when we started in radio together. Yeah.
That had to have been fascinating.
Now, did you drive each other crazy?
Believe it or not, I saw Tom rarely.
Okay.
Because he stayed at the studio all day long.
Yes.
And I, of course, would go out and socialize.
Because you are socially comfortable.
I like being social, yes. Mm-hmm. There's nothing better than sharing a beer or five with friends.
Sure.
Is he messy?
Tom lived out of cardboard boxes.
Oh, lovely.
That's what his room was.
Okay.
Cardboard boxes and a bear mattress. That was it.
You mean a mattress made of a bear?
Nothing. No, I mean nothing on the walls. It was all cardboard boxes.
Wow.
Sounds lovely, doesn't it?
No sheets, no blankets?
Well, you know, I didn't peek into his room a whole lot.
It sounds like you're describing the movie Kiss the Girls.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like a dungeon.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure he had a blanket.
Yeah,
I'm sure he did.
So. I would hope so, yeah.
Yeah, it gets cold there.
He was a fine roommate. Skin.
He paid his rent on time.
Okay.
One thing I didn't care for.
Yeah.
just one thing.
This one thing that kind of drove me nuts and eventually was our undoing of not getting our deposit back.
Oh, no.
Tom would buy a newspaper every day.
Yep.
And then he would bring all the newspapers from the studio home every day, which was about five editions that would stack up. Eventually, it would stack to the ceiling. And it became decor in our living room. Then he would slide them into the kitchen, and there was a cupboard that you opened up, and it went into the attic.
All right.
So we were on the second floor of a converted house that became our apartment. All those newspapers were slid into this cupboard in the attic and left there. And then the pile would start again.
Wow.
And eventually.
Out of sight, out of mind. So he would.
Exactly.
But he had them.
But think about it. And Tom would not throw away anything ever. So he kept saving. He goes, oh, I'm going to read these. No, you're not. And eventually we left with, I'm guessing, if you put all the papers on top of each other, probably 40 feet of newspapers. Stuffed into a cupboard, which was the attic in our kitchen, and we left it there.
Huh. But didn't the owners of the home...
The owner of the home called.
Yeah?
Yes.
They didn't see it as insulation?
Refused to give us our security deposit because of the mice in the attic.
Extracts, yeah. Read all about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, he just would.
They'll love it.
He would not throw anything away.
I see Mrs. Mouse yelling at Mr. Mouse because he overordered on the newspaper.
It's like, I don't know who you think you are. Yeah.
You haven't canceled the subscription yet.
Why are we still getting the post?
I told you.
I'm going to have to eat my way out of another edition.
Yeah, we had, it really was quite humorous. And then, you know, one day the stack was gone. It's like, wow, okay, Tom's changing his ways. No, he's making more room for newspapers.
Fascinating.
He insists that he doesn't do that anymore.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yes. Well, I don't have anything. I got rid of everything.
Other than the extra house I have.
I look where I am over here. And, I disagree with all of them. Yeah. This is really, he's saving a lot of stuff here.
Yeah. So. Well, we don't believe him either.
Yeah. We were. He was a good roommate.
Good. And, I bet there were plenty of laughs to be had.
Oh, we had a lot of laughs.
No, I'm serious. There had to have been.
Well, when we were young, we were very funny. Oh, yes.
Isn't that the place where you guys lived where your friends could take the doors off? The front door.
The door hinges, the way it was built, had the hinges on the outside of the door so you could walk up, pull the pin.
Lift
the door away and set it in the hallway and then go upstairs to where our apartment was. Yeah. So when we'd say, hey, well, there's a party at our place, when Tom and I arrive, the people were already there inside drinking our beer because they'd unlocked our door by taking the pins out and setting it aside.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. Very secure building. Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
I teased before the break about the old Rockefeller Center Christmas trees. Where do they go? Well, for the past decade, they, you know, are lit up with glitz and the beautiful rockets and all of that. Well, actually, they're used as lumber in dozens of Habitat for Humanity homes across the country.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
That is nice.
I've been to Rockefeller Center and seen the tree.
Yes.
I don't see how they can get that much wood out of it.
It doesn't seem like there'd be a ton of lumber.
It doesn't seem like the trunk of that tree is very thick.
Well, I mean, I'm sure they use other trees. It's not just the one tree.
Yeah, it's hard to build a whole house out of one Christmas tree.
Yeah, not going to get much.
Yeah, okay.
You want walls or?
So it's a, what it is
wall frames and floor supports don't come from
a 2x4 on a deck somewhere. Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, one town 50 miles north of Rockefeller Center, Newburgh, New York, has gotten the wood three times in the past few years. I think that's kind of cool.
So their deck isn't quite finished yet.
I just found this interesting. I just thought maybe they would mulch it up and put it in Central Park or something. I don't know.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know,
figured they'd just burn it.
Yeah. So now you know.
All right.
Now you know.
I had no idea.
Isn't Newburgh where they have the lobster, all the lobsters?
Oh, that's lobster true. Newburgh. No. I get it.
I don't know if that's...
Ooh, baby.
And we will be back with Christy and Josh and Ryan Singer and Bob on The Bob and Tom Show.
Yeah.
Welcome back to The Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
That's Josh. That's Christy. That's comedian Ryan Singer. And that's Bob.
Yay. Hi, Chick.
Hello, Bob. How are you, Bob?
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. Bob. Now here's Christy with more.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. Hey.
Yeah. Well. Hey.
We forgot to do the tuna in the woods story.
Oh yeah. We need. Hopefully, there's answers now.
It's
yes.
Just a tuna's head.
Tuna head.
I missed this story. So they found a tuna.
A Massachusetts man has pleaded not guilty to tuna-related charges. Yes, tuna. That's what I said, Bob. He's accused of catching a tuna out of season and dumping the headless 400-pound carcass in the woods.
Man.
40-year-old Harold Wentworth entered his plea Monday to state charges including improper disposal of waste and expelling trash or litter from a motor vehicle.
What if they would have put a tuna head in John Marley's bed in The Godfather instead of...
She was the best piece of ass I ever had. And
he would have smelled it long before.
Yeah. Well,
let me.
Maybe it's a common smell.
What is tuna season?
Federal fisheries regulators said they also served him with an enforcement action for allegedly illegally harvesting tuna out of season.
April through September.
Is it? Okay.
It's in my. It's in my new book.
I don't know if it was like deer season or not. You can only, you know.
Tuna season.
Duck season. Wait a minute.
Season. Duck season. Rabbit season.
Tuna season.
Tuna.
Webbit season.
Here he goes.
Duck season. Fire.
The confidence with which he says that.
Duck season. I've got him now.
There's apparently a video of Mr. Wentworth landing the bluefin tuna in Rockport in October, days after the close of the initial fall season.
So okay.
Apparently just missed September. It by a couple days.
Yeah. But it was so big, it took a tow truck to haul it out of the woods.
Well, it's 400 pounds.
But how'd he get it in there? He had to have help, right?
Well, first of all, what test line do you use for a 400-pound
tuna? At least 400 pounds. Yeah.
I mean, no, that's not how it works.
That's just it.
It's no, like, I know. Yeah.
Alcohol proof.
Right,
isn't it?
Right.
Like 20-pound test, you get 100 pounds.
Is that how it works?
I
don't know. You're a fisherman. So,
well, I know, but I just use 5-pound test and catch whatever jumps on it.
He's a fisherman. Shoot, give me run.
I'm not one of those fishermen who knows all the different things you need.
Okay.
I put a spool of fishing line on and go.
Wonder why he dumped it. I mean, he knew it was illegal, or maybe he knew it was illegal, but you'd still think you.
But
could
what
find,
do you do with you, the?
Why wouldn't you?
The
it's
other stuff.
Bluefin tuna. Do you know how much bluefin tuna?
Now, bluefin tuna in Japan doesn't it sell for like hundreds of thousands.
I thought
of dollars?
So.
I thought it did.
Now, we certainly might have covered this, but if the head weighed 400 pounds, how much did the tuna?
This was the carcass.
No, this was the carcass. He only
this
took
was the whole
head.
Carcass.
So he already took the meat off. So
I don't know where the head went.
So it had to be a.
What do you mean?
It had to be at least a 600.
It was a headless tuna that they found.
I thought it was just the head of the tuna.
Well, I thought it was the head of the tuna also.
No, I just like to keep the heads of the fish. I don't like the rest of it. I want to mount it on my wall and have it look at me. Yeah. It sings songs.
I'll read the sentence again.
Why don't you see
Billy Tuna?
Why don't you see just the fish head on the wall like a moose head instead of the whole
fish?
That would be funny.
Of catching a tuna out of season, then dumping its headless 400-pound carcass in the woods.
Okay.
So I don't know where the head.
I totally missed that whole story.
Maybe he kept the.
I thought you found a tuna head. All right.
I thought so too. That's what we originally thought.
Right. Okay. We did. I probably
kept the head. Left 400 pounds of tuna.
That seems stupid.
Call me crazy, but that's the good part, right? The meat and the carcass and
heck
the.
Yeah.
Yeah. The head.
There's no meat on the head.
But then again, he may have just wanted his hook back.
Could have been
his my favorite
lucky hook. Yeah, you're right.
Won't let go. Got to cut its head off.
Yep.
A monster Burmese python's been captured by a snake hunter in the Florida Everglades. Did you see this yesterday?
I did.
It measured 17 feet long and 132 pounds.
Wow.
That beats the previous record length by 2 inches. It was captured by Jason Leone, who was taking part.
You mean the late Jason Leone?
Who was taking part in the South Florida Water Management District's Python Elimination Program.
That's a big thing down there.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
People would get pythons and release them, right? Yeah.
to buy these pythons as little pets, and the next thing you know, it gets huge, yes, and they don't know what to do with it.
And they're destroying the ecosystem.
They take this python that's in an aquarium looking like Santa in a, you know, the member of the Santa in a jar where his face is all stretched out. You have this python who's all pressed against the glass.
Yeah, they let it go and
take him over there, dump him in the Everglades.
Next thing you know, a bunch of dogs are missing.
Yeah. Amen.
There you go.
Because pythons are so cute when they're babies. That's
when you absolutely.
Yeah.
No,
this will give you an idea, Chick. So far this year, hunters have captured 738 pythons.
Hey.
In the Everglades?
Yep.
Okay, so 738 people in Florida.
No, they then mate and give birth.
Don't forget, they give little baby pythons everywhere. They're everywhere.
So what's what's patient zero python? How many?
Have you seen the movie Dune?
The sandworms?
Yeah.
So there's pythons everywhere.
I hate sandworms.
You could grow up to be a snake hunter.
Yeah, that's now a career. Yeah,
and never be out of work.
Yeah.
It's a career.
Sure.
Did you see the photo in the newspaper the other day where a guy opens up the hood of his car and on top of the engine is a huge python?
It like filled the whole thing, it looked like. Yeah,
I saw that.
Why don't they do something like that on Impractical Jokers? See what happens.
Well, a bad smell.
We filled his car with cobras.
Don't worry. We've got the anti-venom. We've got the anti-venom.
He has a mongoose in his pocket. He's okay. Mm-hmm.
A bad smell at a New Hampshire elementary school wasn't a python, and it wasn't a tuna, and it wasn't the lunch lady.
Okay.
It apparently was bat feces.
Guano.
Bat guano.
Yep. Apparently, a teacher first noticed the odor around November 21st at an elementary school in Merrimack, New Hampshire. Crews thought it was a dead mouse, called in a company, but they found bat feces in the walls. They had to close 8 classrooms while they tented off an outside brick wall, removed the bricks, and sealed off the affected areas. But there were no bats discovered.
That's where they hang out during the day.
Yeah. Upside down sleeping.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm here for all the bats. I'd like to take them back to my cave. And
isn't bat guano like one of the greatest fertilizers that you can put on your
I thought it was,
stuff?
Too. I thought there
I've
was,
heard.
Yeah. When you guys said guano, I was like, oh, isn't that a coffee?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Guano, I guess I just have heard it because it's a fertilizer then.
Yes, guano.
But I've heard guano
is,
as something. It's like some fan. It's like high-end.
High-end poop.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah, we couldn't do a show.
It's the caviar of poop.
See, now we've gone into Tom's territory.
Yeah.
Yes, we were
trying to avoid it, and here we are.
But here's the difference. We're moving on.
No.
All right.
Wait a minute.
Trust me.
We can't move on. We must take a break.
We'll be doing that story Monday and Tuesday. If you missed it.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever wanted to be a part of a SWAT team?
Yeah,
we'll have that story coming.
I offered a property to a SWAT team and let them go through,
really?
Tear it apart. Yeah, it was fantastic
as practice.
Yeah,
okay.
We'll have that story coming up.
All right. Ooh.
Be right back on the Bob and Tom Show. This is the Bob and Tom Show.
Ouch.
Hello there. Josh is here. Christy is here. Ryan Singer, comedian extraordinaire, auteur and author is here. And Bob has made a triumphant return.
Yes, thank you. I'm here to fill in for Tommy while he's got some stuff going on.
Tom is chained in front of the building.
It's good to see you all.
Yeah, great to see you.
Good to see you, too.
And,
this is a great
Ryan.
Surprise.
I haven't seen
you
in a while.
Yeah.
Where are you performing, by the way?
I'll be at Mason City Limits Comedy Club in Mason City, Illinois this weekend.
Or not
tonight,
to be missed.
Tonight and tomorrow.
All right.
Well, that'd be this weekend.
Yeah, so I guess I would.
That'd be tonight and tomorrow, then.
Tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah. It is Friday, right?
Yeah, it is Friday.
Yeah.
Man, am I glad I came in on a Friday.
Yeah, no joke.
It's a full week. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Short week, huh?
Because everything, you know, every day feels like Saturday, and this today really feels like a Friday.
Every day feels like Saturday. For me.
Seriously,
I don't have to hear Tom.
Really feels like I have no idea what day it is.
I was going to ask, do you really actually not know what day
I actually
it is?
Had to make sure that today was Friday when I came in.
Isn't that the truth? Because our year-end break, the longest break we get is coming up. And
four more days.
You get to, like, you know, tour
like Tuesday or Thursday of that first week. What day is it? Isn't that a great feeling?
We are like that every day. We have no idea what day it is.
Oh, that's dynamite. Aren't we all happy for Bob?
Yeah, we are. He loves it. Yeah. I always like to talk to myself in the third person. Bob is great. Yes.
Bob is wonderful. Mm-hmm.
All right.
You ever think you have what it takes to confront drug traffickers in Rio de Janeiro?
Nope.
No.
I watch Narcos.
Sure don't.
Are you going to have another season of Narcos? Gosh, I hope so.
You don't want to be on a SWAT team? There's a group out there called Skull Experience offering tourists...
Isn't there a strip club called Skull Experience?
Skull Experience. When you want some head, try Skull
Experience. You want Skull? We got it.
Acres of Skull. Uh-huh.
Check this out. They're offering tourists a chance to train like Brazil's elite SWAT teams at a beachside hotel in the popular resort town of
Isn't Brazil Huesos. Under siege
yeah.
right now?
Yeah.
These guys don't sound like they're very good.
If you're going to this resort town of Huesos near Rio, military police officers will teach guests how to... I think they're teaching guests how to shoot airsoft guns, scale walls, and conduct interrogations because they want you to be able to enjoy your vacation.
So it's a SWAT team fantasy camp?
Yes, exactly,
wow.
Bob.
And then at the end of it, you have the option to actually stay and help. We'll cover your room.
The group's website says it offers similar packages for corporate retreats because nothing says bonding like going to Brazil.
We've got to do it.
Look to your left, look to your right. One of you is not coming back. Okay.
All right.
According to this story, Brazil SWAT teams, and I have to admit, I know nothing about Brazil SWAT teams, but they are heavily mythologized. Thank you. They are the elite squads called in to handle everything from rowdy protests to operations in some of Brazil's most dangerous slums.
Wow. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
To the Olympic Village.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Skull Experience. No thanks. Mm. Boy, there's a gift for somebody. I think that would send a message.
Well, I'm sure there's some fantasy camps here in America you could go to without having to go to Brazil.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
And you probably will come back.
Yeah.
You said you leased your home out to a swap.
No, we offered a property that we had purchased.
Yeah.
That was to be demolished. And we figured, okay, we'll let the SWAT team dive into it and tear it apart.
That's cool.
So they actually did a five-hour exercise banging in doors and...
Did you watch it? Were you able to?
No, because of the tear gas canisters.
Oh, yeah, that would be a problem.
So they actually had one problem where they shot a tear gas canister into a window and it didn't break.
Oh,
bounce back.
Yeah,
and then
Pretty
they
glass.
And they use it for dog training where the dogs can sniff out something in a room and stuff.
That's great.
Pretty cool.
I wonder if there was a neighbor close by being like, who bought the house? Who bought the land?
That did happen. Uh-huh. It still happens. So, yes. It's pretty cool.
This is kind of a creepy story. I don't know if you were aware of this. You know, Charlie Manson passed away. Charlie Manson died.
Good riddance.
Yeah.
A good riddance is what, but he's not been buried yet.
Oh, really?
No.
I don't think you should be buried. I think you should be put in a meat grinder.
Yeah, or kicked into a dump or something. Who cares?
That would be like being buried. I think you put him, what did you say?
A wood chipper like Fargo.
Like Fargo. Yeah, yeah, there you go. A Fargo ending.
Well, Manson was barely cold when competing bids began for his remains and belongings among relatives and longtime associates.
So he's Casey Kasem'd somewhere?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, boy. So he's in Norway.
The value of his belongings, said to include music, artwork, writings, and at least two guitars, is unclear, but... probate attorney said the real value of his estate could be in controlling the use of his image and the power to authorize any biographies or documentaries.
Ugh.
I see.
Yeah.
There should be no money made off that guy.
I agree, 100%. Especially, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And any money should be dispersed to, I guess, families who were affected by...
Right.
You sure would think so.
Manson devotees... whoever they are.
They're out there. Isn't he
want
married?
To prevent his ashes. No, he. That star he, girl.
I thought he married a gal while he was in prison.
I thought they were engaged, but I don't know if they ever got married. Her name was Star, I believe. Yeah. Manson followers want to prevent his ashes from being anonymously interred with other indigent inmates.
You wouldn't want those spread anywhere either, would you?
No.
Spread the evil? God, no. That'd be awful.
Okay.
No. But apparently Charlie's on ice somewhere. I don't know where. I don't really want to know, but
I'm sure it's somewhere near the penitentiary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who knows? I'm sure they have a morgue there.
If you're a Rolling Stones fan, there's a new album out today.
Really?
Yep.
New? Well, a new Stones album?
It's called On Air. The songs came out 50 years ago.
Oh, that makes a difference.
On Air collects songs the Stones performed in 63 through 65 on BBC shows like Saturday Club, Top Gear, and the Joe Loss Pop Show.
Oh.
Man, all kinds of pop
shows. That's right. I'm Joe Loss.
That's cool. Those BBC session albums are usually pretty great.
Yeah, well, really Keith Richards doesn't remember any of them.
Well, surprised?
Yeah. That's such a surprise.
But he'll cash the check.
Keith says everything was frantic in those days. Their schedule was frantic, and the fans were particularly frantic.
Keith.
And he was 19 at the time. It's all a bit of a blur, but a very pleasant one, he says. The collection consists of 32 tracks and includes Stone classics as well as Chuck Berry covers. Once again, it's out now. It's called On Air.
Is he the most surprising rocker that's still alive?
Oh, probably.
He's got to be.
Yeah, it's like a lot of people probably... He'd been at death pools. That had to be 20 years ago.
Yeah.
A lot of people lost a lot of money on him.
I'm sure they have.
What an unbelievable selfish.
I can't believe being 19 years old and having like frantic like fans. I mean, I had barely lost my virginity at that
age. At age 19?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was a sophomore in college. And, but like having like being a rock star at that age, I can't imagine how he's even able to have a normal conversation like a real person.
He
at
this point.
I mean, you just can't, you live in that fame world for 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Amazing. It is amazing he's still alive.
Jimi Hendrix has some new music coming out, too.
What?
Again? Is this album 100?
Yeah, he and Tupac got together.
The hologram hits.
The upcoming album, Both Sides of the Sky, will feature 13 Hendrix tracks, 10 of which have never been released.
Oh, come on.
I'm just telling you, Bob.
You know what? I think he's alive and kicking out albums.
Because he'd sell more dead than he would alive?
I mean, right now, this is what, the 50th Jimi Hendrix album with new stuff?
Probably.
A lot of album, yeah.
According
to... He was busy for those couple years.
Yeah.
Guest musicians on the album include Johnny Winter and Stephen Stills. It will come out March 9th. It's the third in the trilogy that also included Valleys of Neptune in 2010, People, Hell, and Angels in 2013. According to recording engineer Eddie Kramer, the Hendrix estate still has some live footage of Jimmy that it plans to release as well.
I just find that hard to believe.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Bon Jovi a step closer to induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They won the fan vote, pulling ahead of the Moody Blues, Dire Straits, The Cars, and Judas Priest. The top five fan vote winners get one extra vote in the official balloting, which is made up of industry professionals. The 2018 inductees will be announced on Wednesday.
Okay.
And Neil Young fans have the opportunity to buy some rare stuff of his, rare model trains, Hawaiian shirts, and golf shoes among the items.
I don't picture him on a golf course.
Or wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
I know he's a huge
model train guy.
Model train guy. Didn't he have a whole...
A model train guy?
Yeah.
Apparently
he had quite the layout that he actually would build.
Didn't he buy the company? I thought he owned Lionel for
Did he
a while.
Buy Lionel?
I think so.
Is that correct, Dean?
He did buy Lionel? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, he also young...
Was that me?
Did everyone hear that?
I heard a whispering, too,
Okay. That's how Dean talks to us every now and then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I kind of...
Oh, I've never been hooked up to these headphones.
So, you're in the loop. You don't want to be
never,
in the loop.
You know what?
I have never heard
Dean speak in my headphones.
Really? Well, he doesn't speak in mine, either. I think he just speaks in Chick's and...
Well, they just came in here. And
he doesn't speak to me at all. So,
really?
On air, on air.
You look...
Right, yeah.
Hey, speaking of tools...
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Josh.
Is it that time?
It's time for the Napa Tool. It's time for the Bob and Tom Show Tool of the Week. Does Bob and Tom Show have a tool of the week? It doesn't have music.
There's a theme song, isn't there? I know there's an intro.
No, that's not it. That's the outro. That's the intro.
Here's time for the tool. Here's the Bob and Tom Tool of the Week. Wack-a-doo, wack-a-doo, wack-a-doo,
Who is the tool of the week, Chick?
How about this? Well, we're going to choose it, Bob, and you get a vote.
Okay.
How about that?
I'd like to.
In the world of criminals, the guy who fell through the ceiling and landed at the feet of policemen?
So funny. He was hiding in the attic.
He was hiding in the attic.
The policeman was speaking to his wife, I believe, and he fell right
right at his feet.
Yes.
Hilarious.
Is there a problem off of this?
Please correct me if I'm wrong.
It was his girlfriend. Oh,
okay,
his wife,
yeah.
And she was arrested for...
concealing?
Concealing, and yeah. Yeah, she got in trouble.
A criminal.
As well.
A woman who fled police on her scooter? I don't remember this one.
Stole a child's scooter.
No, it was in her car, I believe.
You know what? I'm going to stop.
You're just making up stuff.
Yep, yep. I'm just going to go ahead and knock it off.
Because my favorite thing.
Even when I am wrong, you would think my lovely friend and coworker would maybe just let it slide.
Is there a third choice, Chick?
There's all kinds of choices.
I'm curious to hear what...
comfortable.
The lady was all drugged up, and they pulled her over.
On a scooter?
No, she had a scooter, apparently, in the car
she took off on.
No.
Took a child.
That was
scooter.
In Josh's story.
How about a man who stabbed a friend?
Oh, I'm sorry. The facts don't matter.
What?
Well, sorry, Thomasina. How about a man who stabbed his friend for not bringing him beer?
Ooh. No, that's a little too violent.
Stabbed him right in the knee. Right, Christy? Thank you. Yeah.
Oh.
See, that sounded like you were lying. Pervert flashing with a sausage roll?
No, that guy was just making a joke. Yeah. It was funny. Who of us wouldn't?
I would do that.
Exactly.
I would do that. I would use a summer sausage.
Right.
Is that what it was?
It was more of a pig in a blanket.
Some thief tried to ruin Christmas, stole a life-sized elf on a shelf.
No.
Yeah, who cares?
Isn't that a life-size elf?
Is that a person just getting paid to be an elf?
Probably, yeah. Some loser has a two-week job.
No. Yeah. He stole a dwarf, yes.
No, Ryan.
Who books that?
Ryan needs a gig.
Because I'm free for the holidays.
It was a stuffed... Never mind. How about the guy who stuck a note in Jesus' statue's butt?
It was the first time capsule, essentially. Remember? They said that.
Hang on. Is that right, Christy?
No. It was at the foot of the cross, wasn't it? Not in his butt.
Well, then, you know what?
Tom said it was in his butt.
And I wouldn't put it past him,
too. You know what?
Tell us it was in his butt.
Yeah.
Let us see the story.
See, here's what happens, Bob. Tom writes the news now, and we just read it.
Yeah.
We don't always get the facts. Exactly.
So he can do butt jokes.
Are you serious? The story you read about this, it was left at the foot of the cross?
It was in the foot of the cross. They took it out. There was a time capsule there.
Tom?
He didn't say anything about his butt.
Unbelievable.
I thought it was in the Jesus's...
He said it was in his butt.
That is what Tom told us.
Gluteal cleft.
I think it was part of the cross. I don't think it was in his butt.
Well, that's what I kind of thought. Gluteal cleft.
You know what? I vote for the guy who fell out of the ceiling.
Hang on.
I vote for Tom for making up news so that he can tell some crappy butt joke.
Well, we got more. How about the woman who charges her family for Christmas dinner?
I kind of like this lady.
Wasn't it like $32?
Yeah, it wasn't cheap.
No,
Christmas dinner is not cheap.
Right.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
The airplane got grounded because the restroom was full. All the toilets were full.
Restrooms are broken.
Wait a minute. We're going back to the Jesus note in her.
I thought it was in the cross.
Not in the cross, in his gluteal cleft or...
Well, here's how the headline is. Priest's 200-year-old note found in bottom of Jesus' statue. Not in the bottom of Jesus.
Tom immediately assumed.
Saw the word bottom.
In bottom. See?
And lost his mind.
Unbelievable. That's how...
In the bottom of the statue.
I'm so mad at him right now.
The statue's bottom.
Amazing.
He didn't lie to us. He thought that's what that meant.
No, he lied to you.
He's so obsessed with that area. You think it was a lie?
No, wait.
Bald-faced lie.
The statue was removed from the church of Santa Agüero in Sotillo, blah, 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 blah.
That's
for
Italian
restoration.
For what's happening now?
Discovered the secret note hidden in the buttocks of Christ. It's right there
in
the
story.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
So, Tom, I'm looking right at it.
Yep, Tom, you've been redeemed.
Okay.
Oh, damned.
The gluteal cleft.
Well, let's see if there's.
I will never trust a newspaper again.
Let's see if there's another story along those lines. That's the Amazon driver who went to the bathroom and the customer's.
Oh, dude, she's got to be up there.
Yeah.
Took a dump right in the driveway.
Is that it? I vote for the guy hiding in the ceiling.
How about the Viagra factory? The odor, the mist was giving men and passing dogs boners.
Contact boners.
Contact boners.
Oh,
contact boner.
I usually play two-hand touch boner.
You play flag boner?
Flag boner.
I'll be dead. Okay.
Well, yeah, let's vote here.
What do you guys like?
I vote for the guy falling out of the ceiling. I think that's pretty funny.
That was pretty funny.
After all that's happened, you vote for the guy falling out of the ceiling.
Because I don't believe in contact boners.
No, yeah, we really doubted that was.
Don't you need a little contact?
Oh, aren't you hilarious?
The ceiling guy, it is.
We forgot about the guy who threw the dildo on the Patriots Bills field for the second year in a row.
Oh, winner!
Patriots. So what? The guy.
Sure, the ceiling dude.
Well, whatever that was, is the Bob and Tom tool of the week.
Tom tool of the week.
It's time for the Napa tool of the week.
Yes.
That's right. This week, the Napa tool of the week.
Napa Auto Parts.
Wait a minute.
Tool.
Tom's not even here to hit the button to interrupt you.
That's weird. Not me.
That is weird.
Napa's Blue Fuel portable power supply is perfect for cars, trucks, boats, motorcycles. Its compact and powerful lithium technology will ensure you'll never be stranded again. Available exclusively at your local Napa Auto Parts store. $59.99 through December. Reserve yours now at NapaOnline.com, or you can pick it up in the store. That's Napa's Tool of the Week, the Napa Blue Fuel Portable Power Supply. That's Napa's
Auto Parts
Blue Fuel
Portable of the Week.
Portable.
Is it the Blue Fuel?
Blue Fuel Portable Power Supply.
Bob. All right. Very nice.
Less than $60 now through December.
Great gift.
At your Napa Auto
Parts. Some good stuff there.
Yes,
very nice stuff.
I like browsing through the old auto store there.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
Napa.
I like to go through Napa.
Napa.
I like to go to the auto store. I'll go to the office supply store.
Oh, I love that.
Buy some pens.
To an Office Depot and I stare at the notebooks.
So it's like staring at a shelf of potential, isn't it?
Yeah, right. You got to find the notebook that has the words already written.
Well,
and then you just trace them.
Yes. Well, as an author, I would think you would like it.
You know, as an author, I got to tell you, Ryan Singer's Comedy Notebook, now available on Amazon.com.
It's true. Go to Amazon and search Ryan Singer, and the book pops right up.
How much do we pay for that?
It doesn't matter. Get it.
It doesn't matter.
I think it's $16.99.
Let's not put a price on
it. It's priceless.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're getting a hell of a deal no matter what.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It is very interesting.
Yeah, years of work went into this book.
That's good.
Literally.
Yeah.
6 years, I believe you said.
Yeah, 6+. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Christy's just making friends this morning.
What's I guarantee new? Tom Clancy never spent that kind of time on a book.
Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nor the seven people he has helping him. Secret
there
of
we
the,
go.
With Tom Clancy mm-hmm. over there. All right.
I think that's well known, actually.
Is that really?
I think he has a team of writers.
Yeah.
Francis Bacon?
He gets to put his name on it while everyone else does the check.
Francis Bacon,
he did write the first few.
You're on to
no, of course, yeah, and I think he's still, I'm sure he still does
I'm sure he has
writing,
the storyline and everyone else does.
And then he maybe
the
edits.
The research. And,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you go on Amazon and search Ryan Singer's book, you can actually look inside.
Oh,
you get a sneak peek.
A little sample?
A sneak peek.
Yes, a virtual, it's 2-4. Dreamers, weirdos, artists, thinkers.
Mm.
I love you, it says.
Oh, it does. Yeah. I love everybody. You know, I mean, because everybody's connected. Every photo's a selfie.
Every photo's a selfie.
Every photo's a selfie.
Millennial wisdom.
I mean, especially right now. And you know, we all know that our country is, you know, kind of divided. And mm-hmm. There's not a lot of room for just discussion.
Right.
So like I'm the same way. I got a bonfire inside my body.
Right.
And people love throwing logs on there.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to
and
get me fired up.
What's the name of your podcast, Ryan?
Me and Paranormal You.
Me and Paranormal
You. I interview people with paranormal experiences or abilities.
Have you had one?
I have had I've had a couple. Well, I've had like by via proxy from people I know.
Okay.
Like I've never seen a ghost or anything, but I dated a woman who could communicate with nonverbal autistic people, adults she worked with in her dreams,
really?
Where they would speak to her about things that would help them at work.
Wow.
Like really kind of wild stuff, right? And then
Does that not work out with you guys?
Yeah, no, no. We our communication wasn't nearly as good.
Okay, I'll buy that.
We'll be back with more from.
Oh, we have to take a break.
Yes, yeah. We do. And Bob and Christy and Josh on the Bob and Tom Show. Hi, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Christy's here, Josh is here, Ryan Singer's here, and Bob is here.
Hi there. There
yes, that is. Bob.
This was a fast 4 hours.
Sure was. Yeah,
was it fun?
Very enjoyable.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should come by more often.
Nobody.
Why would I do that?
Because you like us?
I like you guys, but I love sleeping.
Sure. Sometimes you just need a reminder why you retire.
Thank you, Josh. I was going to say that, but no.
Sure. Get the full reminder.
Before, sure, I'd love to come in. After, I'm not going to do that for a while. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Well, well. Hey, Star Wars fans have been waiting 34 years to see Luke Skywalker back on the big screen.
Not me.
We got Bob 2 years out. They waited 34.
Jeez.
Mark Hamill warns it might not be a joyous reunion, though.
Oh.
Oh, he's talking about The Last Jedi. It's not a particularly happy story to tell for Luke Skywalker. I don't want to give you any more hints, but of course it'll hit theaters. Do you have tickets already for this?
No.
December 15th.
I can wait.
I don't think
I'm not
he
one
needs
of those...
to give any more hints. That sounds pretty clear what's going to happen.
If he's the last Jedi.
Well, now.
And
some are suggesting there might
so
be.
So weren't all the Star Wars that have just come out, weren't they all prequels?
Yeah, the ones in the early 2000s.
See, he has these all. He knows which Star Wars go with which ones and which are prequels.
Most people, most cinephiles do. I'm not a.
What did you call yourself?
A cinephile, okay.
a fan of movies.
Cinema.
All right,
he's a fan. Yeah.
That's right.
That's
I watch.
So then,
that's
a female,
cinema.
Cinema.
I don't enjoy movies. Only watch films.
I'm more of a cinepa kind of guy.
Cine what?
A cinepa. Sorry, I was being dumb.
I'm a Cinnabon.
It looks like you've done a Cinnabon or two. Yeah.
I may have had a marathon.
Why not?
Uh-oh. I consider myself a Cinnabonophile.
Why don't they sell Cinnabons
At a movie
the cinema?
Theater?
At
because,
the cinema?
Because of the stickiness.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
When we go see I, Tonya, maybe that's the time we get the, what's it called? The manhole cover pretzel? What's it called?
Oh, I forget.
The
but
Bavarian.
It's the giant, it's, what is it, 2 pounds?
Yeah.
It's
2 pounds of pretzel?
Yeah, it's something,
pounds?
It's something like insane.
18 inches across pretzel.
It's the size of a large pizza, I think.
Yep.
Seriously?
Yes.
Does it come with a dipping sauce,
wow.
I hope?
I hope so. I'll get the...
How are you going to choke that down without some ranch?
You know what? A good pretzel, good hot pretzel,
yes.
Should not need dipping sauce.
True.
Yeah, the buttery, that real buttery topping.
Come on.
Now I'm hungry.
Bring it on.
I
give
like
me
to salt my
Auntie
pretzels.
M.
Hey, what did we learn on the show today?
That's a great...
Oh, what did we learn?
I don't know. Did they give it to you?
They didn't give it to me. They didn't give me nothing.
Bob filled in for Tom today.
There you go. End
of
show.
Yep, and get well soon. Of course, Finn, that's Tom's daughter. She's having a procedure.
Yes,
today.
Much love to you.
We all are thinking of her. Tony Soprano called us. He was, of course, upset the strip club Bada Bing is closing in New Jersey. And, of course, Bob knew the actual name of the Bada Bing.
And the names
Satin
of
Doll, yeah.
Satin.
Names of eight of the dancers there.
And I have three of their phone numbers.
Someone mused. I'm not sure which one of you did this. They talked about Sasquatch being horny.
Oh, Bob suggested they'd be
I believe that
things.
Was me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would it not?
Let's see. Bob bought pot in Bend, Oregon.
I did.
Do you remember the name of the flavor you purchased?
No, I don't.
Do you remember much from that night?
The stars were nice.
And you giggled, if I recall.
They were big
not?
And bright,
mm-hmm.
deep
mm-hmm.
in the heart of Oregon.
Oregon.
Comedian Ryan Singer was a substitute teacher one time. Now he's an author, and you can get his book on Amazon.
Author Ryan Singer.
Search mm-hmm. Ryan Singer. There it is. We tried a bunch of passwords for Tom's computer to try to break in. None of
Nothing
them worked. One of them was deuces. And where my hair go.
We are children.
Check out the Bob and Tom store for t-shirts, the camel toe, mistletoe hoodie, et cetera.
Yes.
Was that,
Josh?
Was Ace just giving you an applause thing? Applause!
He was signaling me.
Ah.
Just another reason you should have the VIP camera. Joshua was a bass in high school or a bass? Which one?
Bass.
Bass.
And in the show choir in high school. Now, of course, he sings Mr. Grizz. Donnie Baker, glad to hear Bob on the show. His boat is still for sale. Uh-huh. Oh, his pager. Ryan Singer lives a Sam's Clubs lifestyle, a Costco lifestyle, everything in bulk.
Right.
No limits. And, of course, the most troubling item we heard about today, Ryan got kicked off Tinder for
cautionary tale.
Making his profile picture
wow
junk. And Bob,
yes,
we'll see you next time.
When is that?
You let us know.
Let's not muddy the waters with particulars.
All right, we don't want particulars.
It's the Bob and Tom Show.
Yes.
Everybody down. Hi, it's 10 o'clock at Q95. It's the Bob and Tom Show. Now here's Bob.
Say what?
That's right. Who saw that coming?
I know. I'm right here hanging out with you guys. This is wonderful. And our old buddy Duke Tomatoes
Duke
here.
Yes. Hey, morning, y'all.
Hi,
morning,
Duke.
The famous country and western singer, Duke Tomatoes.
That's right.
With
country and western music is an oxymoron.
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We have choices today. I could do this differently.
Really?
Well, you want to hear it like...
Oh, I like that. I like...
Oh, you want to hear it?
Ooh, I like that, too.
Ooh, that's kind of a driving... Driving, Lord help our Colts, like they're driving out of town or something.
Like they're driving to the end zone. We know that ain't
going to
happen.
Is this sponsored?
Is he still in Europe?
Oh.
Is he still?
Andrew Luck? Was he in Europe getting the...
Didn't he go to Austria to get a shoulder wound?
Andrew Luck? I had no idea.
Yeah.
I have something in here.
Oh, it's all... Hey, you're ruining the song, Chick.
Okay. Hey, gosh. Lord help our Colts is brought to you by the man for all seasons, Chapman Heating, Plumbing, and Air. That's right. It's cold out there today. I don't know about you.
You noticed, did you?
Yeah. My furnace was running nonstop, and after 30 years in the heating, plumbing, and air business.
I was trying to get out of the
business,
house. That's why.
Yeah, you would think after all these years.
You know,
it would be impossible to irritate you.
Jeff Chapman and his team at Chapman Heating have probably seen it all, so they can take care of your furnace today if
it's not working.
They'll be happy to, as a matter of fact. And if plumbing goes berserk, all you have to do is call Chapman Heating, Air, and Plumbing, and they'll take care of it. Have no fear. Jeff Chapman and his crew know how things happen. They expect crazy calls this time of year with the holidays. You never know. Aunt Edna's visiting and leaves you a gift.
You know how it is.
Yeah, not that kind.
Pipes freeze.
Yeah.
Edna, pipes freeze.
Take it easy in there, will you?
Come on.
Give someone else a chance.
Yeah.
In most cases, especially those emergencies, you can have same-day service. That's right. Maybe Aunt Edna might leave you something, but they'll take care of it. It's the man for all seasons, Chapman. ChapmanHeating.com. Chapman Heating, or Chapman Plumbing, Heating, and Air. There you go. Jeff Chapman. Thank you.
Thank you, Chapman.
Thanks, Chapman.
Hey, we did the best we could. We don't have our lead.
Well, have you decided what musical format you want the rock and roll thing?
I say you do give us all three.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll just do the song.
All right.
One Colt. Oh, sorry.
You know the way the Colts are playing, you could consider it a blessing. You know they're going to lose on Sunday, so there's just no damn point in stressing. Lord, help a Colt. Lord, help a Colt.
There we go. I like it.
During the game, perhaps, you could just take a restful nap. Lord, help a Colt.
Perhaps I will.
I got an email from my Romanian NFL insider.
Oh.
Mm. It seemed to be very strange. He claimed there's an Andrew Luck in Bucharest undergoing a sex change.
Oh.
Lord help a Colt.
So that's what this is all about.
Lord help a Colt. Yes, right now in Bucharest, some guy named Andrew is getting breasts. Lord help a Colt. Bob would like that.
I would.
Lord help a Colt. Lord, help my Colts.
Mm-hmm.
All together now. Please. Lord, help my Colts. Not on to Buffalo, where the forecast is for snow. Lord help my cold.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Tyrod Taylor is their quarterback. Word is he will not start. Bills are 6-6, and Tyrod sounds like an auto part. Lord help our cold.
Go Napa.
Lord help our... That was the plug, you guys.
Tyrod Taylor brought to you by Napa.
Niagara Falls and spicy wings. Buffalo is known for these two things. Possibility I can't ignore. Colts get victory number 4. Hmm. Will the Colts win this week? No.
All right.
Duke!
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Duke.
Duke Tomato.
Great to see you again, Duke.
Hey, same at you.
God, we were talking about snow in Buffalo. I had no idea they were playing the Colts.
Yeah.
Yikes. So this is a big snow in
big
Buffalo?
Big snow in Buffalo, oh, I believe. Boy. Yeah.
Big but I don't,
snow in Buffalo.
When does this start? Because I thought the forecast I looked at was actually after the game.
Oh, good.
Oh,
maybe.
After the game?
I think it starts. Okay. Well, the why I look, you know, obviously I did my research. I don't have time.
You never
to
know
this
with
team
Buffalo.
Working for me. But
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's June. It's snowing in Buffalo.
Yeah. You
and
never
then
know.
I think the Colts are back here the next Thursday.
On Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. And right
the
now,
Broncos.
Quick
right?
turnaround.
Oh, Colts and Broncos. That's right here. Mm-hmm. And caller 9 right now at 239-1095. Is that the number? 239.
It is.
Yeah.
Good job.
Wins a pair of Eagles tickets. It's been a long time.
It has been. I called out that number.
Chick McGee dance party. Caller 9 wins a pair of Eagles tickets at Bankers Life Fieldhouse on Monday, March 12th. 2018.
Yeah.
You could win your tickets now, though. 239-1095. We'll give a pair to caller number 9 for the Eagles.
My buddy Vince Gill is an Eagle.
Yeah, yes.
That's he's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right. Thank you, Bob, for stopping by.
Yeah, Bob.
Hey, thank
Thanks,
you,
Bob.
Guys.
Stop
have a lot
anytime.
Of fun. Have a Merry Christmas.
Right
you
back
too.
At you.
And a Happy New Year.
All right. Here is AC/ACDC.
Oh, yeah.